Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have several informative guests joining us later in the transmission today. We've got Oklahoma State Senator Randy Brogdon popping in for just 5-10 minutes to give us an update. The Senate has passed the bill there for 10th Amendment states' rights. We'll find out where that's going in the House or if it has to go into conference. Of course, you have the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, saying Texas may secede. They've got a poll out asking Texans if they want to secede. That is just a political stunt by someone whose political career is dead if he doesn't pose as a populist. And we have syndicated radio talk show host Raleigh James joining us coming up in the fourth hour today. Very informative, very intelligent, great talk show host. I remember listening to her when I was in college here in Austin, Texas, on KLBJ AM 590. So she will be joining us coming up today as well. Okay, here is the score. I'm going to open the phones up. We don't screen your phone calls, but I specifically want to hear from listeners on what's happening with the economy, the announcement and the release of detailed memos on torture. I specifically would like to get your take on the bills moving through the House and Senate to basically ban organic farming and put heavy restrictions on family farms and ranches, but waivers for big agriculture to shut them down. Obama appointee wants Soviet-style media. They're openly announcing that they want to license all reporters and one way of shutting down freedom on the Internet. This makes the Fairness Doctrine pale in significance. There's a host of serious issues I'm going to cover coming up in the next segment, and I will open the phones up on the Tea Parties, on the MIAC reports, on the federal reports, saying the veterans are the most dangerous threat, gun owners are the most dangerous threat, and are potential terrorists. This is finally starting to wake people up. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. But if you watch what Obama's doing, a few months ago he released some of the White House memos on torture, the full memos where John Yoo and Attorney General Gonzalez and others are saying the president is the law. He can order children tortured in front of their parents. And by the way, the Washington Post reported in early 2002 that they were proud of it. They were selling it to the public. They said, oh, CIA section chief in the Middle East says they torture people's children in front of their parents, and then to sell the public on it so the public could kind of live through the torturers. They would have all the different TV shows like 24 and things show children being tortured in front of their parents, and so everybody could become psychopaths with them, be part of the mass devilish ritual, you know, being sold with suspended disbelief as the hero tortures the child, the most satanic thing you can do now being heroic. That is mind control. So folks would simulate torturing children to save America while living through Jack Bauer. And then in the real world, they were in the Washington Post saying, yes, we torture children in front of their parents, but you know, this is how we keep America safe. And then they kept calling it, well, it's harsh interrogation. We're getting tough. That's one of the headlines. Tough interrogations. You know, we're tough. We're Americans. We're tough. And then they say, Obama says, well, it wasn't really torture. We just chain you up in a standing position for 180 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the most savage forms of torture there is. You try standing up for 24 hours. How about standing up for a whole week? How's that sound?
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a 1-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If I just come on air and nonchalantly report this news and just put it out there like it's another day in the jungle, it will only serve to further condition myself and everybody else listening to live under this. We have to, deep down, at even an unemotional level, commit as part of survival of basic liberty and freedom in our future to bring these criminals to justice. Because every day I realize more and more I am becoming conditioned. I am psychologically losing the battle with the New World Order. Sure, as people lose their jobs and get squeezed and go into bankruptcy, they're getting upset. They're finding out about the New World Order. They're finding out about the offshore banks, how they control the nation, how they ship in the narcotics, how they're turning us into a literal prison grid, and they own the prison, so they make the profit off enslaving us and consolidate the wealth. But I see mainstream news stories every day where hospitals want to inject babies with chips, so when they come back for doctor's visits, there's a whole record of their shots, and doctors want their, you know, people that have diabetes and other things to swallow microchips that stay in your intestines that they can then scan you and, you know, read what you're doing and track you for your safety, of course. And governments are trying to make military and police take the chips. And mainstream news says they're doing test programs of U.S. forces being made to take chips and the Mexican Attorney General's employees to take chips. And then it's so old news for me. You know, I read Army documents from the 80s and the mid-90s, how they were planning to roll this out. And then the Army War College in 2000 said that in the future they would make all the troops take chips and how soon they would replace the entire Air Force with drones. And then even if the military wouldn't follow orders, the elite can carry out whatever operations they want, removing that decision-making process from the troops. Everything's becoming centralized. And, you know, more and more, I don't focus in on the very key structures of the architecture of the New World Order. So, I need to spend more time on the overall master plan of the New World Order, and then we can go through and dissect and analyze key components in the overall structure. But I tend to focus in on this sector, that sector, and little pieces of it. It's more important to focus in on the larger overarching program, or to bring in more balance in that area. If I come on this show and just focus on little parts of the scientific dictatorship, the final revolution, as the elite call it, we do a disservice. And you know, a lot of people tune into this show, and even though I'm giving all my sources to the points I cover, it's so horrifying and scary that people want to go into cognitive dissonance and deny the reality and the validity of what we're discussing historically and what's admittedly currently happening, because it is frightening to face this. So that's one side of people. One side out there who are just in denial. Then there's people like myself who live close to this every day and constantly study it. And it's kind of like somebody who works in a morgue for 20 years, whereas your first day on the job, you're vomiting. Or the first time, you know, you're in, you know, you're taking anatomy, I guess, in medical school. And they, you know, bring out the cadaver and, you know, and it's in the formaldehyde, and you're looking at some old dead woman, you throw up. But the 50th time you see the old dead woman, it's like seeing an old friend. And I've never experienced anything like that, but talking to my dad who took anatomy, you know, when he was going to school to be a dentist, they still do the whole anatomy, and his descriptions of it, and then talking to other physicians, I got a small glimpse into that for several years, working for a large animal vet part-time and then full-time on the summers, doing cesarean sections on cows. You'd pull up, the calf would already be dead, its feet would be sticking out of her. You had maybe 20, 30 minutes to save the cow, and so she'd be in distress. You'd lasso her, tie her down. And then you'd, with fire ants crawling up your legs, stinging you, fire ants all over her. And after you'd done 15, 20, 30 of these, the vet would throw you a scalpel and say, hurry, she's about to die. Follow what I'm doing. And because it's a big incision, you got to cut through three or four layers. And the vet's cussing at you while it's going on and you're slicing, you know, through the layers. No, this way. And then you're in there and you're pulling the calf out from the inside, then you're sewing her back up, the different layers. Well, after you've done that 50, 60 times, it's nothing. And that's what's happening to all of us with this New World Order. They knowingly take us and give us baptisms in evil. What do you think all the violence and murder and stuff on television does? They have the studies, literally thousands. Nothing's been studied more than psychology in association with television. And with the advent of television and violence slowly being introduced on television, people got conditioned to accept it. It wasn't that people 50, 60 years ago were wimps and didn't like seeing somebody being machine gunned on TV, even though it was fake. They would become upset because they were in the real world. Their brain saw that as real. That's why people 50 years ago, 60 years ago in combat, first time they killed somebody, the first four or five times they killed somebody up close, they might have gone through special forces training for it. But when they really ran up to somebody, grabbed them around the mouth, slit their throat all the way through the larynx and the esophagus and the trachea, and the soldier smells the person's bowels release, you know, that smell of death, the human mind associates that with your own death, and the soldier would, you know, keep going under adrenaline, but probably vomit a little bit. But soon they do it enough, why it becomes something they like. And so the CIA, by design, released the Abu Ghraib photos. First, it was humiliation of the people to sell the public on liking it, and, you know, right at the fever pitch, right when everybody was so upset and afraid of Al-Qaeda. The Romans wrote about how they would show gladiatorial events and citizens being torn apart by lions and bears and gladiators so that next week when your neighbor was in the pit or you were in the pit, your friends and family wouldn't care. Your own slavery, cheering your own dehumanization. And so with the advent of violence on television, you see the crime rate start increasing. Because people then didn't have that inhibition anymore to kill. Whereas before, if somebody lost their job and was depressed and had a chemical imbalance or something, they'd go jump off a building or a cliff. Now the idea is introduced in culture and hype. No, I'm going to go shoot a bunch of people. And the military developed pop-up targets of people for instinctive killing. They found in World War II, people'd shoot and bomb folks 100 yards away. They'd mortar people 200 yards away. But they didn't like shooting people 5 feet away. And the Germans and the Russians and the Americans and the Japanese were all the same. Somebody were 5 feet away, that's another human being, they would hesitate. And the saying is, you will hesitate if your killer instinct is not strong. You will hesitate, and you will be dead, Marine. So they began the paper targets of people, the image of a person. And they said, my gosh, we've gone from 50% not killing to only 30% not killing. And then in the 70s, they developed these virtual reality systems with, you know, videos they would shoot at with lasers and other things. And then Doom was a government video game program. And then they dehumanize the human targets where they're goblin-like monsters you're killing. And again, it's the abortion, the 50 million dead babies, all of this. We're being trained. So that's why 50 years ago, if somebody saw another fellow human killed on video or on film, they would get upset. Now people don't get upset, even old ladies don't get upset, because they've seen the simulated murders a million times. But if they see a dog getting killed by Marines, and see, that was a fetish by the Marines. Those guys were into death cult, and killing people isn't enough now, so it's fun to kill a puppy. So that's why Satanists kill a newborn baby. It's nothing to kill an adult human you've got bound down. You're a Satanist, you're going to kill a six-month-old baby. Or even better, the Satanists love to torture a two-year-old because they can really understand what's happening to them. And they're so innocent. See, you're being given a taste. You're being acclimatized. You're being baptized in hell. You're journeying. What does the Emperor tell the newly risen Darth Vader? Go to the Jedi Temple, kill the younglings. Only then will you have true power. But see, that's what the New World Order actually believes in reality.
Baby, baby,
baby,
baby,
baby. We'll be back. I want to explain the journey into darkness and how it ties into them admitting the torture.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
What have I done?
You're fulfilling your destiny, Anakin. A young Jedi named Darth Vader, who was a pupil of mine until he turned to evil, helped the Empire hunt down and destroy the Jedi Knights. He betrayed and murdered your father.
Do what must be done, Lord Vader. Do not hesitate. Show no mercy.
Vader was seduced by the dark side of the Force.
Kill him. Kill him now.
shouldn't.
This is not a movie. This is not a fairy tale framed in another galaxy in another millennium a long time ago. This is happening now. And this is what tyrants that engage in the dark arts of world government and evil are into. They are seducing you with all the TV shows, movies. Homeland Security gave awards and had award ceremonies and admitted that 24 was their propaganda show with government funding. This is on record. And all these other copycat shows with episode after episodes, shows in England, shows in France, shows in Germany, where they torture children in front of their parents. And I'll never forget, right before 9/11, I was in 7-Eleven, and there was a magazine, I think it was Weapons and Technology of Law Enforcement, an April issue, I'll never forget, and I grabbed it, and I rarely buy those, and I opened it, and it was a scenario with these former Special Forces people explaining to cops, what do you do if anthrax bombs are going to go off in major cities, and you've got to torture someone's child in front of them to save tens of thousands? And the police made the decision in it to torture children. Now, see, they were pre-programming you to find the cadres they need. They were pre-programming you. And then simultaneously with TV shows, after 9/11, at the height of your fear, they would show torture being good. Then they would release humiliating photos of the lighter stuff. The Army's own report by General Tagumbo, three-star general for the Army, stated that they would put acid on objects and rape people. They would rape children in front of their parents. You can read the Army report. Just Google Army report on torture. It reported 97% of those were completely innocent on the face of it, picked up at checkpoints for not having their papers in order, and taken to Abu Ghraib alone. That was one of 30-plus torture camps. But again, this is your journey to the dark side. Oh, the baby's a blob of flesh, have the abortion. Oh, let's go ahead and euthanize the old, it's their right. But then the government makes them die. And then the Wall Street Journal admits they're chained down, begging for food and water, and we list their names that we know of by the hundreds who are killed when the state gets them. They chain the old people down and take their water and food away. But then when they advertise it to the public, they show the poor girl in Florida where you could debate whether she was brain dead or not. To again, make it look like it was reasonable. But then they ignore all the cases of those chained down begging for food and water. We are a very wicked society. We are in collapse, controlled collapse. And I was reading this morning these headlines, Obama shields CIA officers over U.S. torture. This is from French news agency. Now, it's being spun here that he's gotten tough releasing the memos. No, he's releasing the memos and saying we have to protect the people that followed orders. And that is the Nuremberg defense. That's what the Nazis said. We were just following orders, and of course, that was a fraud. And so now they say they're engaging in all this tyranny, just following orders, and Obama's saying yes. Obama's saying yes. We can play a speech yesterday. He's saying yes. Because they were following orders, they are immune. He is actually saying Nuremberg was wrong. He's saying Adolf Alois Hitler and Joseph Stalin were right, and Mao Zedong. So he's setting the precedent, but they admit the type of torture, but then they lie and say it's not torture. We'll list the torture when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Boy, I can feel the rain today. It's like Noah's Ark here in Austin.
Jones from 1810 to 1913. Made his great-grandchildren believe.
I love rainy days. I'd love to be stomping around the woods right now.
103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
So,
Cyrus Jones live forever.
With my,
grave digger. When you dig my grave.
With my semi-auto M1 hunting wild hogs. Shallow,
so I can feel the rain.
Grave digger.
Grave digger.
Then I'd go eat a big lunch, and in the evening I'd go fishing.
Mural Stonewall, 1903 to 1954. She lost both of her babies in the Second Great War. Now you should never have to watch your only children lowered in the ground. I mean, you should never have to bury your own babies.
Grave digger.
Grave digger. When you dig my grave, could you make it shallow? So
well, that's Willie Nelson. He needs no introduction from the album Grave Digger.
Grave digger.
Okay, let's get right back into this, and I want to go to your phone calls. And then coming up, Obama appointee wants Soviet-style media. And no, we're not joking. We're actually announcing it. Taking over, licensing. Won't be allowed to have a blog without a license from the government. I mean, you don't think Jay Rockefeller's getting up at the Senate saying they want to shut down the web and that we'd be better off without it. You don't think the feds are running around hacking through computer systems, taking over TV stations and messing up power stations to blame it on the Chinese for nothing? They're passing a bill for the NSA and the feds. The head of cybersecurity resigned. Obama's appointee, saying they're taking over. It's a police state. Yeah, they mean business. You think they're just going to steal your 401ks and then sit there and let you come after them? No. They're going to bring in hot tyranny. They didn't start advertising out torture as a new virtue because they were planning to sit on their hands. They planned to have a bloody orgy. Because that's what they do. So that's coming up. YouTube's announcing they're going to relegate all the user videos to a hidden subpage, just like they did with Google Video. You can't even find the top 100 and things anymore, so that's coming up. Okay, so the controlled corporate press in the U.S., most of them, Oberman's admitting the truth and saying that Obama's doing a horrible thing. But the rest of the press is, man, look at Obama. He released the Bush torture memos. Yeah, and said, we're setting the precedent to protect those that followed orders to do this. And folks, dunking somebody's head in a bucket. They always show you the field waterboarding where they stick a rag over their face and then pour water on it, which starts the process of drowning. But the real waterboarding is when they put you up on a stretcher, lean you to an angle and stick your head in the water. And the CIA brags what they do in their more advanced laboratories. They've even bragged a few times on Fox News. They've got drugs that stop your heart for a minute or so. So you're wide awake with your eyes wide open, and they stop your heart, and then that really gets folks to panic and talk. In fact, I have a clip of that in Police State 3, Total Enslavement, where they're bragging about it. See, back when they just staged their terror attacks, they thought they had you sold, so they came right out with it and said, yeah, we're torturing kids. We take acid and we rape them with acid objects. I mean, that's what they do. I mean, that's Jeffrey Dahmer. You know, trying to bring you over to the dark side to burn out the good in you. And you sit there with popcorn watching Jack Bauer, all these soft ninnies getting off on it. But that torture, they're searing your conscience so you can be tortured, you fools. Obama shields CIA officers over U.S. torture. Agency French Press. U.S. President Barack Obama has assured CIA agents involved in tough, look at tough, people read that and go, I'm an American, I'm tough. Terror interrogations. See, it's not torture. They will not be prosecuted as he released graphic memos detailing methods approved by the Bush White House. Now, let me, for you, go over the forms of torture, which they're going to continue. CIA interrogation tactics, read the fine print, all this is going to continue. A terrifying ordeal. Now, some of this from past articles where they admitted what happens, I can't read it. And they say, oh, well, it's just psychological. You know, they drug the guy up. They send in naked women and they start throwing blood all over him and then chanting Satan in Arabic. That's been in past articles, and I can't say what else they do. And, I mean, this would freak any person out. Or they put them on drugs, and then they wake up, and they're dancing around in devil outfits. Or they put their head in cages with rats right out of 1984 with a rabid rat, you know, a starving rat hissing and scratching on the other side. Room 101, they do that. They put you in cages with spiders. I told you all this. It's what the detainees said they were doing to them. Now it's admitted. And then they ask, is it torture? 180 hours. Well, let me see. There's 24 hours in a day. What's 100? What's 24 divided into 180? How many days is that? Listen to this. CIA interrogation tactics, a terrifying ordeal. This is Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. We had to get tough after they hit us on 9/11. Oh, yeah, they hit us. The journey into the CIA's most extreme interrogation program began in darkness. Blindfolded, hooded, and wearing earmuffs, suspected terrorists were shackled and flown to secret interrogation centers. The buildings themselves were quiet, clinical, and designed to fill prisoners with dread. Detainees were shaved, stripped, and photographed nude, all part of the humiliation. But again, all part of the power trip for those doing it. Always pressing on the nerve of power. Very bestial people. The questioning began, and Bush kept calling them professionals, and he'd lick his lips and get this crazy look in his eye. And now Vanity Fair admits, in a huge cover story, that, oh, they have big homosexual orgies, the Christian conservatives at Bohemian Grove, exactly what I told you. Exactly what everybody else has told you. They arrested the guy they caught in there. So, again, that's Bush. And this is what they like. I mean, it's reported. And, of course, Bush would, and Cheney would have the interrogation videos taken to them to be watched at the White House night after night. I mean, especially the Abu Ghraib with the kids. Imagine, they get to legally sit in there and watch kids being raped, their favorite thing. And Bush would, like, start licking his lips and get that excited look and go, the professionals, oh, the professional. It's so professional to go in and torture and rape the children. See how they, but again, when you get into Satanism and black magic and evil, it's the openly announcing it in front of everyone. That's the highest level of enjoyment. And so that's why Bush would get up and do a little, you know, ninny, effeminate little curtsy. You know, he'd get that little ninny look in his eye because that's what psychos do. What did Terry Gilliam in Brazil, when the guy comes in to torture him, you know, he's wearing a sickening, diseased baby face mask. See, that's the elite letting you know that they know what's really going on. And see, that's what Bush would kind of make that little baby, you know, little ninny face, that little Glenn Beck face with the professionals, and he'd enjoy it, the professionalism of it all. Ooh, we're so professional in our little lab coats and gloves torturing people. And it's so professional to go to the Grove and all these old men with all these $1,000-an-hour gay prostitutes in there. And it's so professional when they have their own publication, the New York Post, talk about how Chad Savage was servicing them, the top gay porn star. They like to brag, and then Anderson Cooper, the heir to the Astor fortune, and Bilderberg Group, CFR, Trilateral Commission, Bohemian Grove member, who blew up at me when I brought it up, he sits up there licking his lips, and they keep giggling, repeating the word teabag, teabag, teabag on CNN in front of everybody, obsessing on their fetishes, obsessing on what they're into, and Gergen, the Karl Rove of four administrations, giggling and licking his lips and blushing as him and Cooper, you know, do all this. This is who they are. Orgies, Satanism, torture, and then openly announcing it to everyone. Because they believe that increases their power. That's why psychos always write letters to the cops taunting them. It's their MO. It's their pathology. It's their psychology. Blindfolded, hooded, and wearing earmuffs. Suspected terrorists were shackled and flown to secret interrogation centers. The buildings themselves were quiet, clinical, and designed to fill prisoners with dread. Detainees were shaved, stripped, and photographed nude. The questioning began mildly and shackled detainee facing a non-threatening CIA interrogator. But for detainees who refused to cooperate, the interrogation escalated in terrifying ways. Now, you notice that the Vietnamese wouldn't do sexual torture. They were above that. They would rip your toenails out and torture you and make you stand up for a week and you know, do the brutal stuff. But see, the globalists, the Western variety is always sexual because these are bisexual, sadomasochistic terrorists. It continues. Few people have ever witnessed the process, which was designed to extract secrets from high-value suspects during the years after September 11, 2001 terrorism attacks on U.S. But Justice Department documents, which the Obama administration simultaneously released and repudiated Thursday, no, they didn't. If you listen to it carefully, it's a legal argument. We're going to continue this. We're going to protect them. Describe the process from darkness to waterboarding in skin-crawling detail. Prisoners were naked, shackled, and hooded to start their interrogation sessions. When the CIA interrogator removed the hood, the questioning began. Whenever the prisoner resisted, the documents outlined a series of techniques the CIA could use to bring him back in line. Nudity, sleep deprivation, and dietary restrictions kept prisoners compliant and reminded them they had no control over their basic needs. See, that's why they want you off the farms. That's why they want you in compact cities, your kids under their control, drugged when they want. That's how they treat everybody. They want you under their control, chained down, so they can take their time with you and enjoy their luxuries. Those clothes and food could be used as rewards for cooperation. Oh, clothes in the freezing temperatures. Slapping prisoners on the face or abdomen was allowed. So was grabbing them forcefully by the collar or slapping them into a false wall. Now remember, this is all a whitewash. They admit, and it's been declassified, it's just not getting big attention, like Taxi the Dark Side. They would beat you for 24 hours straight with four or five guys taking turns until your body liquefied, the muscles and fat liquefied, and you died. And their favorite was like 12, 14-year-old kids. Because, see, they couldn't arrest any real Taliban or Al-Qaeda. They're all CIA agents and officers, not just assets. That's been confirmed. They have to grab innocent people. And most of them like to rape young men. So, you know, that's why they hire them. And that's happened. They hired former federal jail guards who had lost their jobs for raping. That was their main cadre. Slapping prisoners on the face or abdomen was allowed. Some was grabbing them forcefully by the collar or slapping them into a false wall, technique called walling, that had a goal of fear more than pain. That's another lie. Water hoses were used to douse the prisoners for minutes at a time. The hoses were turned on and off as the interrogation continued. Prisoners, you know, freezing naked. Prisoners were, this is what the Vietnamese did, North Koreans do. Prisoners were put into one of three stress positions, such as sitting on the floor with legs out straight and arms raised in the air to cause discomfort. And then they would chain you up where you couldn't sit down for a week. At night, the detainees were shackled, standing naked or wearing a diaper. Well, yeah, so they had to clean up the feces. The length of sleep deprivation varied by prisoner, but was authorized for up to 180 hours. So what's 180 hours divided in? So that's 7.5 days. Interrogation sessions range from 30 minutes to several hours. It can be repeated as necessary as an approved by psychological and medical teams. So because it's a doctor, just like in the Soviet Union. Oh, it's the doctor. I'm a doctor. I'm a professional. It's not torture. Some of these techniques, such as stripping a detainee naked, depriving him of sleep, and putting a hood over his head, and prohibited under the U.S. Army Field Manual. But in 2002, the Justice Department authorized CIA interrogators to step up the pressure even further on suspected terrorist Abu Zabudai. And remember Sheikh Mohammed? They said, we'll hurt your kids. So he went ahead and said, okay, I bombed everything, including buildings that weren't built till 4 years after he was captured. Justice Department lawyers and CIA could place him in a cramped, confined box. That's what the Vietnamese did to our troops. See, that's torture when they do it to us, but it's good and pro-America when we do it. Because he appeared afraid of insects, they also authorized interrogators to place him in a box and fill the box with caterpillars. Finally, the Justice Department authorized interrogators to take the step into what the United States now considers torture, waterboarding. Oh, because the government said it wasn't torture, it wasn't. But when they say it is torture, it is. Like, they control reality. I'll never forget the White House press secretary 8-9 months ago, Bush's secretary, Perino, and they were saying, is it true the dollar's being devalued? Is it true? Is it true that currencies can be devalued? Like, is it true the sun comes up? And she said, I can't answer that. I'd lose my job. And they said, okay. Is it true if I jump off a cliff, I might get hurt? Is it true, Mommy, that Santa isn't real? The Bush administration approved of waterboarding. A technique used was strapped to a board, his feet raised above his head. His face was covered with a wet cloth as interrogators poured water over it. The body responds as if it's drowning. Over and over again, the process is repeated. It's not like you're drowning. You're suffocating. You can't get air through the cloth. And they publicly teach all the troops in special forces how to do this in interrogations. I mean, it's taught. So, see, this is how you're being introduced to all of this. Now, meanwhile, there was a reporter who wanted to go into a meeting to ask Katie Couric questions yesterday. It's up on Infowars.com. And the police come over, and he's a reporter, and he's waiting outside. And they say, no, you got to leave the university grounds. And he said, but this is open. I just want to talk to her when she comes out. And they said, no. So they grab him and start twisting his arm behind his back. And they say, sir, we'll quit twisting if you leave. See, that's torture. And I have footage of police. We're going to play it later when we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv of them breaking pro-lifers and other people's arms with compound fractures. And the judges say that's completely legal. Now, if you don't think bones sticking out of your body is torture, see, we're treated worse than supposed Al-Qaeda.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
We will not be forgotten, we won't be left behind, our memories live on in mortal mind. And poetry will rise again.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up at the 8 after, I will go directly to calls from Scott, Eddie, Tito, John, Robert, Paul, and others, I promise. Got a ton of news after that on the attacks on the First Amendment that are being openly announced by the White House. Mexico wanting our guns. How that attack is materializing. A lot more coming up. But in this segment and the next, I want to bring Steve Shank up because he's the biggest durable foods company in the country, the highest quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, the longest continually operating. A great guy, and You know, I've got mainstream news here with the IMF and World Bank saying we are in a depression. Now, let's say there's a 20% chance, it's probably much worse than that everything's going to collapse. 90% of us were self-sufficient during the Great Depression for 10 years, and 7 million, according to major university studies, you can Google that, 7 million starved during Great Depression, you'll get the mainstream news articles, and 7 million people starved to death. The globalists want to use food as a weapon. They brag about it constantly. You need to have food, water filters, firearms, things like that. And this is the place to get the water filters, the storable food. They got it all. So I wanted to bring Steve Schenck up in this segment and the next to give us a report on what's happening. Because as he reported 6 months ago, now it's mainstream news because he's a big food buyer, so he knows. Now it's in the news that a lot of farmers aren't even planning because they're so broke and can't get credit. Steve Schenck, good to have you here.
Hey, it's great to be aboard, Alex.
Tell folks what's going on.
Well, I tell you what, we have, you know, they say that there are three times when you can tell somebody's lying. Number one, when the check's in the mail. Number two, I'll respect you in the morning. And number three, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. The fact is that we've got a new bill, and I know that you've been telling people about this H.R. 45, the gun safety. And we've been talking somewhat about H.R. 875, the food safety bills that they're trying to ramrod through. And these two have similar issues. They are going to severely restrict the ability of our people to be able to function as we as Americans have functioned. The right to life, which is food, liberty, which is protecting ourselves, and the pursuit of happiness are right on the line right now, and it all comes down to what you've been talking about and what you and I've talked about for just almost years now. Very simply, what we've got going on is an attack on the ability of people to exist, literally, in this country. Now, I know that you've come up with this, you know, that you've mentioned a great deal about this H.R. 45, that is being promulgated by this ex Black Panther, this Bobby Rush, and you know, what does all of this have to do with food and the things that you and I talk about with people being able to live? The bill, this 875, is requiring the kind of reporting and the kind of the checks and balances that where people can be evaluated at any point in time, and if any possible contamination, if one little cell of salmonella is found on a tomato, the people can be fined, their property can be taken away, and these are extremes. Now, neither of these bills have been passed yet, Alex, but the fact is that somebody is thinking about this.
Well, during crises, they can get away with almost anything. They're openly announcing they want to register everybody and fine and fee everyone to have government-approved media. That's in the L.A. Times. So a lot of crazy things are happening. Steve, stay there. We'll be back in 70 seconds with the second hour with Steve Schenck. Get a pen and paper, folks.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bob Chapman is coming up after we take some of your phone calls in this hour for our weekly update on the economy. The international forecaster. I got a ton of other news. The First Amendment attack is really taking shape. It's really happening, and people can't believe this is happening in America. Is why they may be able to get away with it. Going back to Steve Schenck of the J. Michael Stevens Group, the website efoodsdirect.com. Again, the letter efoodsdirect.com. Steve, listen, I've got you as a sponsor because I bought a bunch of storable foods other places and didn't like it. Had MSG or filler or was crud. Didn't taste good. I found you, and you know that's why you're our sponsor. I mean, I really believe in this. I think people, you know, insurance companies are folding left and right, and annuities aren't insured, and people need to get insurance they can eat. And we're talking about all these bills and things that are happening, but go ahead, but make sure we give folks the phone number and website.
Well, the website, of course, like you just mentioned, Alex, is efoodsdirect.com. The phone number, for those who aren't computer savvy, is 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. But let's step aside from this gun bill, which if your listeners would like, we have a very good researcher. We're going to be putting up a summary of what's going on with this safety food and the safety gun issue up on efoodsdirect.com. That will be appearing tomorrow. We're just in the process of formulating what we want to put up. But let's go to the food bill, this H.R. 875. In a country where we're importing 30% of our food and the contaminations from the Chinese just continue to roll on and on and on, Alex, we could just spend a whole show on that mess. But in a country where our country, where we don't grow enough food as it is, the major agricorps, Monsanto and Tyson Chicken, and these are the ones that are pushing for this control bill, this food safety thing.
Because it will shut down the small farmers and ranchers. They are SWAT teaming, and I'm not just saying that, you can Google it, Amish, roadside watermelon sellers, they are really trying to crack down on what's left of our rural areas.
And also what's left of the food that's edible. You got to understand the people that develop these genetically altered foods that'll make you glow in the dark, walk sideways, and one eye travel to the other side of your head are the big agricorps. It's all economically forced and run.
Yeah, well,
and
I believe simply, they've been planting a lot of these releases that have happened and hyping it up to distract from the poison coming in from Mexico and China so they could get these regulations. I mean, they've been caught doing this before over, and I'm going to hold you over because I want you to give the number out on the other side because I'm interrupting here, but this is key, folks. They were caught in Australia. The government admits they accidentally released the horse flu that shut everything down. The government accidentally released in England the foot and mouth that shut everything down accidentally at all these sites all over England. In a two-day period, 50-something sites. No, they're doing this on purpose. And then what do they target? The farms, the ranches, as if the animal ID and the premises ID isn't shutting things down bad enough, Steve. They're now coming up with this. And on the gun bill, that bill was introduced by the White House chief of staff when he was a congressman last year. And they got another bill that will allow the attorney general to ban any guns whenever he feels like it that just gives him a blank check. So they are coming down on us hot and heavy, Steve. And as you know, as things implode, this is going to happen. EFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, FoodsDirect.com. We'll give you the number when we come back and give him a minute or two to finish up. Then I promise we're going to Scott, Eddie, Tito, and many others that are patiently holding. I want to hear from you. Then Bob Chapman for 40 minutes. And then a bunch of other news on the attack on the First Amendment. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I come in here every day, and I don't even want to cover what I've got in front of me because it's that off the charts. It is exhausting to focus on this, I know. But if we don't, it's over. We're going to lose everything.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bob Chapman coming up in about 15 minutes. And then in the next hour, I'm going to play one of the extras from my film Martial Law, where police around the country, the federal courts say, are legally allowed to break your arms and legs with bones sticking out and blood pouring out. They call it pain compliance, not torture. So, see, the only reason they're trying to sell torture to the public is so you can be tortured. That's what tasers are. Now, they use them properly when somebody's attacking them. That's one issue, short of the gun. But if it's used for compliance, oh, you didn't walk down the line, like I said, at a DWI checkpoint, I'm going to taser you. Or you didn't give a urine sample at the jail cell, I'm going to taser you. That is torture, so that's coming up as well. Your phone calls first. Going back to Steve Shank. Steve, again, look, bottom line, folks need to ignore the government saying, you know, that they shouldn't garden or whatever. Did you see the city council up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, say we can't trust the citizens to have gardens in the newspaper because they might grow marijuana? See how we're now guilty until proven innocent? I mean, even prisoners in a super, you know, in a prison are allowed to have a plant in their cell. I mean, I guess now we're just total prisoners, Steve.
Well, very simply, Alex, here's the way it lays. With the food shortages and with the mid-range farmers and ranchers being threatened, when the clean food is gone, the only thing people will have left is the stuff that we're guaranteeing not to ship them, this genetically altered stuff. So the first thing that people must do is they must get their supply of clean food while they still have it available. And the second thing that they have to do is, no matter where they are, they got to find some way to raise a garden and start gardening as long and as hard as they can. Now, it might not get down to the individuals. It might just take out the mid-range of producers. But those people are the ones that are producing the food that you can trust.
Well, regardless, they're saying we're going into a depression. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Folks are nuts if they don't buy storable food. And I go back to this, Steve. 90% of people, as you know, in the Great Depression were agrarian, rural, self-sufficient.
Yep.
And 7 million people starved to death. In fact, guys, Google 7 million starved during Great Depression. I want to bring in that major university study instead of just plugging in. I can't remember exactly which one. There were a bunch of them. Some say 10 million, some say 5, but a big one said 7 million. The point is, now 10% of people are rural instead of 90%, and half of them are self-sufficient. Steve, give them the number.
800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. And the fact is, Alex, that it's down to the fact that we can't wait for someone else to do it. The government is not going to do it for us. The fact that people have to take their future into their own hands and they have to act now. When there is no more clean food, the only thing that will be is the drug stuff that is already causing serious problems within our country in terms of their health.
And by the way, Steve, I spend hours addicted reading news. I'm a total info junkie, factoid junkie. I remember you 6-8 months ago saying, because of the economic downturn, they can't get credit coming up next spring for the planting. You were saying this last summer, I guess more than 6-7 months ago, and farmers are telling me they're not going to put in their crops because the market is so depressed for them. That is a depression in the real economy. While food prices were going up, the farmers were getting less because big agribusiness has gotten a corner on the major warehouses and distribution, just like with beef. The beef producers get less money, and then beef's at record prices because it's a bottleneck. It's a fraud. The big three meat packers have taken over the cattlemen associations and everything else. That's another subject. The issue here is that, it's just like gold's at record demand, but then the price drops. It's totally manipulated. You were saying that, and now it's mainstream news. I saw it just last week in the Associated Press that half the farmers in the country aren't even putting in crops. I couldn't believe that headline.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is insane. I mean, how do you know this stuff before I do? Because I find very few people that have more factoids than I do.
I understand, but you got to realize, Alex, that we are sitting out at the front end of the supply line of food. We see this thing. And we've watched the trends. Hey, I've been at this for a long time. The fact is that it's pretty easy to see the handwriting on the wall when a move is made that you've seen before, only it's more extreme. And just to give you an idea, you're absolutely right, half the farmers, but then another quarter of the farmers are going out of business. For example, down in the Southeast,
well, let's be clear, though. Let's be clear with that statistic.
Farmers are out of business because they lost their contracts.
Yeah, and I mean, just to be clear, that's of independent farmers. See, half of them aren't going to plant, and then, like you said, the other quarter going out of business. That's what big agribusiness wants. They're going to take over, as they've already done. Steve, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. Thank you so much, and have a great weekend. You'll have operators there to take orders all weekend?
You got it.
800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. A lot of free videos and info there on the site. Thank you, Steve.
Take care, Alex.
Okay, I normally only have him on for one segment, but I really wanted to talk to him about these issues. Okay, let's go to your calls, and we'll have open phones as well with Bob Chapman. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
Good.
I'm the one to talk to you about the aerosol campaign about last year, near the end of it, and told you about the indirect, direct, and semi-direct.
That's right. You called in about 8-9 months ago and said, Google direct, indirect aerosol campaign, and I got tens of thousands of hits on Google, and it was all universities and governments saying exactly what we'd always said. They're mixing particulates in with jet fuel that are nuclei And then what the news agencies test is the exact nuclei to form clouds. That's why they'll spray a trail. It's not ice crystals, and it forms and stays there for hours and then creates this blackout. NASA now reports the Earth is 20% darker, and it is now confirmed. And, yes, that was and that now broke because you called into the show. Go ahead.
Now, I want to give you some more information. Now, I've studied this pretty extensively, like anybody should when they're researching it. And there is a company that needs to be exposed. This is the leading company that is causing all this. They own the aircraft. They're actually a company that does bioterrorism. They're hooked up with Homeland Security. You can go right to their website. They're called Battelle. It starts with a B. That's B-A-T-T-E-L-L-E, Battelle. Now, there, when you Google indirect, semi-direct, you can put Battelle with that. You'll also get that their aircraft. You can get their flight patterns.
No, they've come up in my research. Yeah, Battelle, very sinister.
Yes, they are hooked up directly. They do everything for bioterrorism for them, but they're hooked up with this. So it's kind of funny how they have a front for bioterrorism with Homeland Security and everything
Battelle
else.
Battelle is going to save us from the bio attack and spray us.
Exactly, but they're terrorizing our atmosphere. Now, they're also hooked up with Pacific Northwest National Labs. This hooks up to labs. It hooks up to Oak Ridge, and it hooks up to Pacific Northwest National Labs.
And the other big key one in your research, haven't you keep running into the Stanford Research Institute?
Yeah, there's a lot of universities that are tied in. I've actually talked to a doctor. I called up one of the doctors. Because if you look up these things, you can get the people who are involved.
No, I know. I've been telling my producer. I've got to hire an extra producer because he's so overwhelmed. I got him doing video and camera, Rob Dew. About telling me, I've been saying, hey, call, before people tell them not to, before they get contacted, because I know it's going to start happening, call this director, call that director, because you can find these guys with all their patents and papers and how they're spraying the atmosphere, and we're going to get these guys on and just have them admit it like it's no big deal.
I know, and Battelle is the company, Pacific Northwest National Labs, they have them there, they work with Battelle, Battelle runs these labs, okay, for their operations. And the thing is, when they're spraying the atmosphere, they use certain terms like scattering. Scattering is a term that they use to dispense aerosols into the atmosphere. So you got to look at their key forms of words that they use.
No, I know. And then they'll define. Of course, I get emails going, they haven't admitted chemtrails. They're admitting they're just spraying aerosols. Yeah, our name for it is chemtrails.
Exactly. That's layman terms for it.
People, though, have cognitive dissonance? Here they are saying, we're going to terraform the Earth and save you and spray particula nuclei to form clouds to protect you. And then we go, yeah, that's what they've been doing. All these years we're saying, hey, they're creating cloud cover with deadly chemicals. And then the government says, yes, we're creating cloud cover with deadly chemicals, but we call it something different, so it's no big deal.
Exactly. Now, here's the other tie-in. You know how it ties into the university. It ties in through the DOE. DOE branches off to Battelle, and they use another side branch to do that called the ARM program, which is Atmospheric Radiation Measurement Program. That's how it ties into the universities. And actually, Congress funds that program through the university. This is how it all – it's a one big operation.
All right, let me stop you. Because this is a big announcement. I am making the Obama film, a second Obama film right now. It's going to be done and released July 4th, okay, because there's, stuff's moving fast. People like you, because I've been doing research too, so I know what you're saying is accurate. You need to get a decent camera, set it up, mic yourself, or, be close to a shotgun mic or whatever. You need to just make sure it's decent, or get yourself driving around in your car with your buddy filming it. Everybody send me your footage, your ideas, your angles, your research, the stuff you've done. Set a video camera up, videotaping yourself, pointing stuff out on the computer. I want to make this film about chemtrails and what they're really doing, but also about the great Americans who knew it was real, documented it, and then forced the government to admit they were doing it, but put their spin on it. This film is going to be about you. And so you need to send me footage, sir, of yourself doing this so I can clip you into the film. Because I want to make this about everybody who's been exposing chemtrails, okay?
Definitely, Alex. Can you have Paul Watson do an article with this company, Battelle?
I got three writers. I don't have enough money to hire anybody else. Plus, okay. It's hard to find folks that can really grasp this stuff and don't bite you in the butt. You got to be very specific with all this documentation. But why don't you, sir, you've proven you're accurate. You've broken major news here before. Why don't you write an article?
Okay. All right.
Okay, and absolutely send it to Aaron with two A's and Infowars.com and CC it to everybody else to make sure we get it posted. But I thank you for your call. Yes, I've been... Listen, that's how this all started. This guy just called in and pointed this out. I pointed it out. Everybody looked at it. And there they are in plain view spraying us, bragging about it. Now the president's admitting it.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. Fit Leg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com, will be with us a little bit in the next hour. We're going to open phones with Bob Chapman through this hour and the next. And Raleigh James, syndicated radio talk show host, will be joining us with her perspective on the federal report saying gun owners, veterans are the greatest threat. And that's what it says. Make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, and the media is even having to admit that now. I keep telling the police and military, the first people they're going to come after in a hot police state, in a real tyranny, in the type of purge system they're planning is going to be you. And they're setting up a police state because our standard of living is going to implode. Bob Chapman was in military intelligence, and he was one of the most successful silver and gold brokers in the world, had the largest financial newsletter for a time, retired, came back. And Bob also helped publish None Dare Call a Conspiracy with Gary Allen. He's been fighting the New World Order for 45-plus years. Bob, quick segment. I want to come back and just take a lot of calls today with you so folks have a chance to talk to you. Eddie and Tito and Paul and Philip and others that are holding. First off, you know, we knew they were putting out the reports. We've been putting this out for decades that Christians, gun owners are terrorists. But now they're saying the number one threat, and I guess we are a threat because this government's so criminal and wants to do kind of a Soviet-style purge to reeducate the American people. And I guess we are a threat when folks find out the bankers have totally destroyed our future and the public tries to bring the bankers to justice. I guess we are a threat to the Madoffs that run things.
Well, that's for sure. And that's because we're reaching millions of people all over the world every week. And they don't want that. They want to keep the people ignorant of who's done what to them and what they're planning for them. And we're being very, very effective. That's why in weeks past, you and I on this program and you with others have discussed the major media trying to pick up and use or infiltrate what we're doing. And we discussed that in the things that Mr. Beck had been talking about on his shows and others. And they're terrified because they don't want the people to know. And the people who are overseas in the military, they know something's wrong. And a lot of them are very unhappy. They saw their friends. And you're in the military, the guy that's with you, whether you like him or not, he's your friend because your life may depend on it and his as well. And they've seen a lot of their friends get killed, and then they hear the kind of things that we're saying, and they're saying, gee, what am I doing here? Why did I do this? You know, all I'm doing is working for Wall Street and a bunch of politicians, and they're bad people. And so that's why they consider, overall, generally speaking, veterans to be part of the enemy. And they made them that way. They made you and I that way by being evil and using the people and doing things to the people that they should have never done. And as I've said on the program before, they are not going to win. We may pay a great price, but we will win. But they're going to lose, and they're never going to be able to do it again for a long time.
Well, tyrants generally fall. Nations almost always fall to tyranny, but the tyrants always fall. The question is, how bad does it get before things fall? Because tyrants just can't help abusing people and dominating and stealing. And the criminals they hire, it's like a bacterial infection. They just breed and breed and breed until nothing's left and everything collapses or the people rebel and overthrow them. And, you know, the globalists call this a scientific dictatorship, but they're not carrying it out completely in a scientific way. They're, you know, they enjoy their work too much and are getting a little bit out of control and pushing it a little too fast. And if we would just wake people up, arrest the bankers, arrest the New World Order who've committed all these crimes in the drug war, in the prohibition on the Second Amendment, all of this would end overnight. But instead, they're going to hold the course and it's just going to come to a head. And I just hope the police and military realize, those of you that still don't understand what's happening, you're being marched towards your own destruction. And the globalists plan to have a purge of the police and military in the controlled crises they plan to set up between the American people and them. And how about we just bypass all that and arrest the bankers? Isn't that a better plan, Bob?
It certainly is. And I don't know how we're going to go about that. It's going to be pretty difficult because they own Congress. They bought them all off. And there would have to be some sort of resurrection in Congress and from out of the blue. And they would have to say, Alex and people like him are correct. We better do something about this because maybe they'll come after us and we really didn't do anything except take money. And so I that could happen.
Bob, stay there. It could happen if we push it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. And I'm back, 9 to midnight. Central Standard Time re-aired on the good old WWCR. It's actually 9 to 1 a.m. It's a four-hour show they re-air on WWCR and AM and FM stations across the country and the world. And number one at Shoutcast at InfoWars.com. Number one radio talk show on the internet. You can, of course, also get our free podcast at InfoWars.com by clicking on the Listen Live page. And right there is the podcast. Just copy the code onto your MP3 or iPod type device. Listen how you want, where you want, when you want. I don't know. A few weeks ago, I checked. It was over 135,000 people a day downloading it for free. I just know I get a huge $6,000 or $7,000 bill each month for that podcast alone, and that's getting the bandwidth cheap. But, hey, free to you. We're paying for it, but that's what the sponsors that we have on the show also make possible. We are not sponsored by J.P. Morgan Chase. We are not sponsored by the Bank of England, the New World Order, or by Merck Pharmaceutical like Rick Perry. So we have a lot of other great sponsors that make it all possible. Look. If you take anything away from this, then we're going to go to your calls. Anything away from what I and Bob Chapman are discussing here, understand this. The world is a brutal, cold, dangerous place in history. And good men and women have gotten together and created systems to protect their liberty in the past. And even when you're desperately guarding it and fighting for it, it's very hard to keep. Now, when you run around drunk on power, having fun, not caring what's going on, giggling and laughing when people warn you about tyranny, you are going to get hurt real bad every single time. Okay? And I told everybody for years, I said, all this Al-Qaeda and all this anti-terror, you know, the feds already tried to bomb Oklahoma City and get a police state going in the name of, you know, going after terrorists within in America. And I said, that didn't work too well for them. So I said, they're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on foreigners. And I said that in 99, 2000, 2001. Because I could read the public white papers put out by government and others where they were saying, we sure need a terror attack. If we had foreigners attacking us or what looked like were foreigners, then we could, with a big Pearl Harbor event, launch this global war against a shadowy enemy because you can't ever beat terrorism. I mean, they basically came out and said they were going to do it. They were 99% there in PNAC documents, grand chessboard. And I was like, folks, there's an Army document says this. Look at that. Get ready. They're going to attack us. Well, Alex, what do you think they'll blow up? Oh, the World Trade Center. They already bombed it once. And that even came out. And I'm telling you, these are ruthless people. They are cunning. And they're going for broke now. They have committed crimes so huge. We're devastated. It's a depression. It's done. The question is, will we now let them sit on top of us during the Depression and make it worse? Or will we bring them to justice and turn things around? Okay? And they know if we turn it around, the only way we turn it around is them going to prison. They're not going to turn loose. While they're walking around free, folks, they'll stage terror attacks, they'll release bird flu, they'll start World War III, they'll set off nukes. They're bold, folks. That's why they're in control. They're bold and they're ruthless and they're evil. And they're sadistic, and they enjoy their work. They don't just do it cold-bloodedly, they enjoy it. Now, I'm going to tell you something, military, police, good old boys, liberals, everybody else, grow up, face reality, face what we're up against, or it's over. I'm not risking my life for nothing. I know Bob Chapman hadn't been, and he's had to leave the country, the stuff they were doing to him to keep the fight going. Now, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. You know how real it is when they persecute you. Now, going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, I mean, I'm trying to throw the gauntlet down to people so they understand that the globalists already threw the gauntlet down. We don't have a choice in this. Be slaves or fight back. And the most frustrating thing is I see people fighting back and having an effect, and I know if people really took action, we would kick the butt of the New World Order. Bob Chapman.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's why when I have the opportunity to go on programs, even how remote they are, I take it. I was on with a group of Republicans in Palm Beach County in Florida this week, and I was amazed that the call-ins that came in on the program were asking the kind of people questions that your audience does. So there's a lot of people out there who are helping us, who are working for the same end, and that is to expose the people who have created all these problems for America and for the world. And if we can just get that message out, like you are, Alex, with the DVDs and your programs and everything else, we can stop them. You never know. There's always some untoward event that happens that nobody expects. And, it, you know, it could be a bank going under. It could be a revolution in some country. It could be an assassination in some country that wasn't planned by the Illuminati. You just never know. There can be that event. And when that event happens, people, all of a sudden, it comes together for them. And they say, well, as you said, Alex, let's bring them to trial. These people are treasonous.
Well, Bob, you're absolutely right. And folks, I don't just get up here like a cheerleader telling you we have a chance to beat these people. The biggest thing we have going against us is the phony Christian churches. And again, I'm a Christian. The phony Christian churches, Catholic, Protestant, you name it, bought off by the World Council of Churches, openly on FEMA payroll. We told you when it was classified. Now it's mainstream news. Just I start thinking about the amazing amount of stuff we break here. It's just incredible. Thanks to the listeners that feed us all this info that we then double check, triple check. And their churches are saying, lay down, this is good, the government loves you, it's of the Lord, do what they say. As soon as that is torn aside, and we're getting very close to that, then we can move forward. But they've told Christians it's the end of the world, so don't fight evil, lay down and take it. Folks, even if it is the end of the world, which I don't believe it is, you've got a duty to fight evil, don't you, Bob?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right to the very end. And a lot of us can't do it, and that's okay. We're not all built that way. But there are a lot of people out there who are bright and intellectually and physically powerful. They're healthy people, and they should be joining in this us in this thing. You know, I've been at this for almost 50 years, and quite frankly, I never get tired because I don't want to get beat. I want to beat them, and that's why I keep on doing what I do.
Exactly. You've got to turn the survival instinct, the competitive instinct loose against these people, and know that all around you, millions of people worldwide, millions in the United States, we are all working towards the same thing, bringing tyrants to justice, and we're going to defeat these people in the end. I want to go to Eddie and all these other callers, but Bob, I've got to get this question out to you as well. Obama comes out and says, I'm going to protect the torturers. We're not going to call it torture anymore. We're going to call it tough interrogation. The camps are going to stay open. If you really read what the memos and executive orders say, it's going to continue. Here's the headline here out of the news is Obama shields CIA officers over use of torture. Is chaining someone up to a wall where they can't move or and where they are forced to stand for 7.5 days? I mean, from what I've read about torture throughout the last few thousand years in Korea and Russia and Vietnam, isn't that one of the worst forms of torture, is tying somebody up to a wall?
Absolutely. And they also use water torture while they're at it. And, you know, not immersion, but the dripping on the head and the dripping in the cell, and then the lights are on all the time, and they're playing loud music. And they get all sorts of tricks that they use.
And by the way, the North Vietnamese turned our airmen in a year or two, most of them, into gibbering zombies with that. Go ahead.
That's right. And, you know, when I was a young person during the Second Great War, that, you know, you would hear about torture that the Japanese and the Germans used. Well, compared to what they're using today, that was child's play, because they didn't know how to attack the mind at that time. That didn't evolve until the late 40s and the early 50s. And of course, we had Korea, and then that is when, quote, brainwashing began. But, you know, it's been an evolutionary process, but now they got it down to a science. And there's very few people who can stand not being broken.
Well, I would just go insane. I know that. Can you imagine? Well, the even sicker part is they then try to say, oh, we've been torturing them for 7 years. Now they confess to 9/11. And then they marched them in a few months ago and they began screaming, I was tortured. It's fake. I was promised to be let go. And then they go, oh, shut down the trial. And that was in the news, in the, you know, the news wires, but never on the nightly news, that they march them up and go, you now plead guilty. You know, they finally thought they could take them to one of these kangaroo courts, and they start screaming, I was tortured. It's all fake. They still hadn't broken them. Can you imagine the torture they're under now?
Oh, it must be unbelievable. And, you know, the point I was really trying to make about World War II is that America never did such things. And the whole psyche, the whole moral apparatus of the United States has, because of our leadership, changed dramatically. And, you know, there are a lot of people who are subscribers to the publication who worked in counterintelligence with the government, and most of them are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, and they've all said the same thing to me. We never did anything like that. We wouldn't even think of doing something like that.
Well, plus it doesn't work. They admit, and all the experts admit, this is a historical fact, torture is only good for terror. Torture is only good for fake confessions. It's not good for real intelligence. What you do is you walk in and you say, we got evidence you've committed these crimes. you're going to prison for the rest of your life, or we're going to put you up before a trial, and you're going to get the death penalty. Now, you got 5 minutes to talk, and it's got to be on record that you do what you say you're going to do. You got 5 minutes to sing like a canary, and if we find out it's fake, that's it. You're going to be executed. Then they talk. But see, these aren't real terrorists. The terrorism was committed by the very people doing the torture, so all they want is fake confessions. So, of course, torture's good for them.
They're absolute fiends.
But anyway, absolutely. But, the people that really know how to interrogate, that's what you do. You know, you come in, give them cigarettes, coffee, whatever, and just say, look, you're going to go to prison if you don't, tell the truth. And then 99% of the time they talk. You start torturing people, folks, you get totally discredited. And now, how are we going to criticize the Somalis when they capture our sailors and torture them? Bob?
There's no room for that. They're just doing what we're doing. There's total justification in their minds for what they're doing. And, our people, our citizens, and our military people can expect that they're going to get the worst possible treatment if captured because of what our government has done to people.
It's just amazing. Bob, let's go to some calls. They've been holding long enough. And can you stay a little bit into the next hour with us?
Absolutely.
Awesome. I know you're a busy man. Okay, Eddie in California, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. A couple things I want to talk about was, I get you on YouTube, and I read in YouTube comments a lot, and all these people, they like to leave comments like, well, Alex Jones is only in it to line his pockets, and, Alex is just out for the money. And it's kind of funny to me because I've been up with you for probably the past two years, and I've never paid a single red cent to get any of this news.
Well, let me just say something, and I'll let you continue to get Bob's take on it. I'm not saying it's all COINTELPRO or government. Most of it's just mental illness, and they have a term for it in Mexico, and I forget it. I've been told it in Spanish, but it means whatever poppy sticks its head up or whatever chicken sticks their head up, the smaller chickens want to knock it back down. Or you see crabs in a bucket when you've been catching crabs at the beach. If they work together, they could climb out, but instead one of them tries to climb out, they come and grab him. I mean, they'll leave him alone until he tries to climb out. And I actually wish I didn't have to spend my time trying to raise money through sponsors and sales of videos to run the operation, because then I could make more films and get more information out. But we live in the real world. So I love these people that say, oh, you should have your radio show for free and your films for free. Well, I mean, I guess I could live with my parents. And then maybe somebody could pay for the microphone. I mean, this is mental illness. But if you read the COINTELPRO documents, they say, when they were trying to neutralize groups in the 60s and 70s, talk about how they're in it for money. Talk about it. Well, of course I've got to want money. And I'm not going to lie. I like once every 2 weeks to go eat a decent steak or something. Of course, I'm on a diet now. I'm not doing that. I'm wearing a shirt right now that's got holes in the back of it because I'm attached to the shirt. I'm wearing a black shirt I've had since high school. But I'm not into things. My dad gave me a watch, so I like it. I like old cannonballs and stuff that, were passed down from my great-great-grandpa or whatever. I mean, I'm into paintings my great-grandma painted. But I wouldn't sell out for money. See, money itself isn't a bad thing. Like, gun isn't a bad thing. And that's all they can do. They can't talk about our info. So I give my films out for free. I post where they're at for free. And so that upsets them so much, they've got to say, no, there's nobody pure of heart. There's nobody who's good. But Bob, it's mental illness, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the term that I use, when you're in first place, everybody else wants to kick you out. It's as simple as that. It's a form of jealousy. And I've gone through it all my life, and it's been the most disappointing thing to me because many long-term friends have eventually get jealous because, I don't have an ego. I don't make any issue out of the fact I do what I do. And people get even more upset.
But see, I don't get
and
jealous.
I don't take any money from anybody with the exception of the subscriber. And that's it.
But good. Good. It's not like the government makes you give them your money to then use it against you. Bob Chapman has a newsletter. I make films. Some of them lose money. Some of them make money. And it's a mind trick. It's a mind game that people play. And it is jealousy, though. I mean, I want to be around successful people, dynamic people. I like successful, cool, smart people. I admire them. And I thought everybody else was like me, Bob. But I guess most winners do admire other winners. Losers can't stand it. I mean, you ought to see the stuff they make up about me, Bob. It's just insane.
Well, I can believe that because of the exposure you have, but it's just something we have to live with. It's human nature, and we just have to, you know, brush it aside and say, no, that's not the way it is, and this is why I do what I do. And if you like that, that's terrific. And if you don't, well, go listen to Hannity or somebody.
Absolutely. Well, I don't even really attack Hannity or hate him a lot because he never said he was a patriot. I don't like Beck because he poses and is so lecherous. Anything else, Eddie? Okay, we're going to come back and go to Tito, Paul, Philip, Dino, and others. Yeah, I mean, folks, we need more funds. I could do a lot more work if people bought more of the videos and books. Or you want to send us donations, go ahead. Every time I get asked that question, my answer is I'm proud of what I do. I sleep very well at night. I'm very proud of my courage, I'll tell you right now. And I'm proud of Bob's as well. Stay with us.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Going back to your calls with our guest Bob Chapman, we'll talk some about the economy, what's happened in the last week since he was last on with us. The internationalforecaster.com is his site. They'll get a free subscription, a free trial subscription of it, or subscribe and get it. Comes out several times a week, the hard copy several times a month. Very powerful, very informative. theinternationalforecaster.com. And yes, I hadn't really plugged this yet. I'm an hour and 54 minutes in, so since the caller brought that up, please support us, folks. I want to hire some more writers. I want to hire an extra producer so we can really go after guests that take a lot of research to do, like some of these chemtrail scientists and things like that. Please buy the books and videos at InfoWars.com. Plus, it's the best stuff out there. The best T-shirts that about spreading the word. I mean, you want to go to the tea parties? Go to them with the answer to 1984 is 1776. Or we've got these anti-Obama shirts that show he works for the New World Order. And we've added 10 new T-shirts in the last month at InfoWars.com. Be sure and go check those out. Or call toll-free to get the Obama Deception or Truth Rising or Fabled Enemies or Endgame Terror Storm. And make copies of my films. I want to reach people. You're authorized to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and go to Tito in Canada holding patiently. You're on the air with Alex Jones and Bob Chapman.
Hey, guys. How you doing? It's Tito Libido here from the Flippin' Channels crew in Vancouver, B.C.
What's on your mind, sir?
Just calling to say it's funny that you're already talking about this, but I renewed my subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv last week, and I've been a subscriber for the last couple of years. I let it slide. I renewed, and truth be told, I never really watched it that much, the daily video broadcasts you do. I was more of a member for watching your older documentaries and some of the other ones from other creators.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've gotten into watching you when you do the live video feed, and I got to tell you and all your listeners out there, become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv because it's so great to watch when you have a video clip, and I'm used to listening to it on your free podcast where I hear the audio, but it's great now because you show the video, you have documents, you show the documents, you know, and I just wanted to say thanks. You know, I know you, when you made a lot of those first movies, they may have been on VHS, you know, now they're digital. And it's just, I don't know if you ever envisioned yourself being in this position back when you were creating those, but I just want to say thank you because it's a great show, and it rivals the best TV that's out there right now.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. We're trying. We're going to add a lot more, building a bigger TV show to actually do a show for the members, and we're also going to put it on TV. But, you know, we were very small, and that first growth phase takes the longest, and then our next growth phase is going to be even quicker if we're able to do it. So I appreciate your support, and God bless you. Yeah, we've redesigned PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to go back to Paul, Philip, and Dino in a minute, but let's start getting into the economy now in the next segment, and we'll go back to calls in the segment after that in about 10 minutes. Bob Chapman, we've got the IMF and World Bank now saying we're in a depression. Are they trying to destroy confidence?
Well, I think they want to be looked upon under the circumstances as a group that makes good decisions. They've got really a pretty lousy record over the last 50 or so years, or actually more than that, 50 years. And I think they're trying to build an aura among themselves that they're going to be right about things.
Ah.
And so that's why I think what they're doing. And you know, on the other hand, you know, you've got the stock market. It's rallied about 30% off its bottom, and Wall Street and CNBC are jumping up and down. This is the beginning of the beginning of the beginning, and it's going to be all roses now and so on and so forth. And, of course, they're lying again. There's terrible problems out there. They're not going away, and this is a, quote, man-made rally. And the man is the United States government.
And by the way, I remember 6-7 months ago, you predicted down to the month, and it's on record, people are going to listen to the audio, that it would go down, and then you said another big bounce, maybe even two more big bounces, and then the total plunge. Stay there. We're going to come right back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Bob Chapman, economic advisor and expert. I remember, I know it's in your newsletter, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 months ago, you can place the day, you kept saying week after week on the show, you know, back when it was 10,000, you said it's going to go down to below 7,000, right at, and then you said, I think it'll go back up to 10 or so to sucker people back in, and then it'll plunge again, then it'll run back up. But you said a couple more run-ups and downs, it's, you know, every time it's going to go more down and then not up as high as it was previously because all the market fundamentals. Can you break down how you knew that was going to happen?
Well, you know, when you're in the markets for 50 years, you have seen what things do. And so, especially the general stock market, and it's so closely watched by so many people over their period of time that many of them come up with just such prognostications. But they're usually independent because major brokerage firms, banks, insurance companies, government, they don't want you to come up with those sort of things because they want the markets to go up forever and everybody lives happily ever after. And, of course, life isn't that way. But you could see the deterioration coming. It started with the fall of the housing market, which we called, and the last half of 2005. And, in fact, we even set ahead of time, a year ahead, when it would begin. And it did. And we called the recession 2 years ago, February. We were right. We called a depression this past February, and we're going to be right. And these things that are going on, you're seeing in the market, come from two directions. Number one, the play and the volatility in the markets, it's not only created by buyers and sellers today. Probably 80-85% of all the trades are done by black boxes and quantum theory and things like that. And so you have a much more volatility than has ever been experienced in any market. And so what happens is that you've got to look at the fundamental economic picture, and that's where you've got to draw your long-term conclusions from. I don't try to call short-term flow in the market or in any market for that matter. It's just too difficult, especially when you have government interceding in the markets all the time. And so you pick the trend, and the trend in the stock market is down, and I think it'll continue to go down until it reaches a bottom somewhere, and then it'll go flatten out, and then things hopefully will get better, and then the cycles will start all over again. And the same thing applies to precious metals. They go up and down like a yo-yo as well. And, you know, I get letters from people, my goodness gracious, I can't stand this anymore. And then I write back to them and say, well, what's your alternative? You don't have one. So go long and stay long in the market that's in a bull market, and that's in gold and silver.
Well, what do you see the market doing in the next few months, next year?
Well, first of all, in the next few months, I expect a revisit of the Dow Jones and that industrial average, which is around 8,100, back to test 6,600. That is normal. The market has gone up in, like, perhaps a month. It's gone up almost 30%. I mean, that's unheard of. And there was a number of factors why. So now the market will go down and test to see if that 6,600 was a bottom. I don't think so.
and we're going to get for the next year and a half in the economy a little bit lessening of problems.
That's what you said.
GDP will improve.
That's what you
but
said.
But unemployment's not going to improve.
That's what you pointed out. You said the bailout and the stimulus will just kind of make things stagnate, and then what you're saying in about a year, then it'll really start going back into hyperinflation. Give us, exactly where you see this going, because you're right about that, too, when we come back. And then more of your phone calls, folks. Stay with us.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are now simulcasting for the last hour and a few minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv, the newly redesigned and updated PrisonPlanet.tv. Be sure and check it out. Bob Chapman is with us till the bottom of the hour. Then I want to play a short extra for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Listeners on the radio will be able to hear the audio. It's also very effective in letting you know what's happening, where they're breaking Christians' arms, and federal courts ruled that they are allowed, the police are allowed to torture you and break bones as part of paying compliance. You don't get out of a car, they can break your arm to make you do it. You don't get, you're sitting out in front of an abortion clinic, they can break your arm. The bone can stick out. Now, YouTube lets you see the fake CIA beheading videos, which have been staged with heads being sawed off. But what they don't let you see is this. When this gets uploaded to YouTube, it gets taken down. Or they say adult content and it gets blocked. So that is coming up. And I mean, all it is breaking Americans' arms. And that's on TV all the time. You know, 7 o'clock at night it's on during the family hour. But this is real. You're going to see arms, compound fractures. And the police go right in front of cameras. Hey, no big deal. This is torture. So, of course, what's happening in Abu Ghraib is torture as well. Okay, I want to blitz through these calls. But, Bob, specifically, I remember you saying it would go up like it did a few years ago and then back down. And you even said in a few months, I see it going down to, you know, 66. And then I see it going up to 8,000. And then I see it going back down again. And you're even doing it month to month accurately. When will there be the big plunge, or will they just start hyperinflating in a year and the stock market will reflect that? Maybe the stock market will be at, you know, not 15,000, but 100,000. It's just it won't be worth as much. Or what's going to happen?
Well, the market's going to go down, and we're not going to get a hyper market. It just isn't going to happen. We'll get hyperinflation as soon as the money that was lent to the banks by the Fed, that was then lent back and stored with the Fed, is put into action. Now, right now, they're not using that money. They keep it on the balance sheet to ostensibly make themselves strong and receive about 1% interest for virtually doing nothing. And it's sort of like a wash sale. And so sooner or later, banks are going to have to use that money to keep the economy going. How far away is that? We don't know yet. Probably next year. But in the meantime, we're still going to have inflation because M3, which they don't publish anymore, is expanding at about 18% again. And in other countries, it's even higher. China's over 25%. And that money and credit that's being expanded by many major governments is going to cause ongoing inflation. And the money that is being created by the Fed and is being created through borrowing by the fiscal part of our government, which is our government looking for money to pay interest more than anything else and run the government because revenues are falling as well. And that is going to continue to push inflation higher again. And then once they take this money that banks have out of sterilization, as it's called, then the thing will just go berserk. I can't put a timing on that yet, but it's going to happen. I'll see probably a month or two ahead when they're going to begin it, but they haven't begun it as yet.
Well,
and quite frankly, I thought they would have.
Well, we're a year into this, and you said it would take 2 or 3 years, and most of the other people we talk to who are of your caliber of researcher are saying something similar. So what, we're a year and a half out probably? Or you're saying it could come sooner?
The chances are a year and a half out to 2 years, but it could come sooner because of that untoward event I explained earlier. There are things that happen that nobody can control.
Okay, one more point, like China or somebody pulling out, and then we're going to calls. I want your take on this. It was in the New York Times. They even had a graph showing how China had been, you know, increasing its purchase of U.S. bonds, you know, that back our debt, for those that don't know. Now they've suddenly reversed, and it was a huge drop. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I'm sure you do. And it showed other countries are now, it appears, the move from the dollar. You know, they'd gone to baskets and started buying a little bit of other stuff. But now China and others are buying gold, silver, copper. They're hoarding it all. And other countries, it appears, we're now really starting to see the flight away from the dollar coinciding with this talk about a new world reserve currency with more G20 meetings coming up.
All of that is true. And actually, it's a flight from all currencies. Because in Europe, you have people buying gold coins and bars, and they're not dealing in dollars, they're dealing in euros. So you're seeing a flight to quality from all currencies, small at this time, but it'll grow larger. And that'll happen in an evolutionary process because all of the major countries, G20 and more, are making the same mistakes that we are, grasping at straws because the politicians don't want to be around when the falls out.
So the Indian government, the Chinese government, the Russian government, the Japanese government, they're moving into precious metals across the board, including industrial metals like copper. You can just Google governments buying copper, and it's a run on copper. There's a run to commodities, real commodities, and you're right. There is a flight from currencies globally. And so I guess they've got to kill the global currencies to bring in the real world currency.
Well, and I don't think it's going to be SDRs because they've been unsuccessful before. They're backed by nothing. And I think that what they'll do is go for a basket of currencies and say that we're going to have gold backing when, in fact, they won't. And that's the way I think they're going to get away with trying to make their world currency. But because of programs like this, people are aware that this is what they're up to. And they're not going to let that happen in their country, whether it's Colombia or Bolivia or Tashkent or wherever it is.
That's right. A global
government. They're not going to let them do it.
A global government setting the currency rates. Let's go to the calls here. Thanks for holding, Paul, in Florida. You're on the air.
Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, I've been in InfoWars since 1981. My punk band from Florida is saying about everything that's happening right now. But I'm hard to keep on subject. I really appreciate your work. I just wanted to talk about what you mentioned early in the show, which is torture. You know, the Delta Force, they're like federal agents. They can dress however they like. They don't wear ranking badges, but everyone...
Yeah, they're under the National Security Council. That's Cheney's hit team. It's only Bush. No, it's been around for decades. It's still going on, and it's not even really part of the military, yes.
Yeah, and I think it was them who moved into the World Trade Center to wire all the explosives. And I have an Army friend who was at Fort Detrick, Maryland, and he told me about how they choose their... members. They looked for sick. He thought they looked for sick, demented people who were who would confirm as yes men and who get off on being plugged into the chain of command, you know, as if they were the top gun. So I think that's the mentality.
Yeah, yeah. I heard Limbaugh about 10 years ago, and then I confirmed it with the Delta Force and other groups. There's other secret groups after that. They give them, after they've gone through all these months of training and the psychological warfare and all the tests, and all these guys have washed out, you know, from the Navy SEALs and Marine Force Recon and the Green Berets. You know, it's this joint deal. They then put them in a little shack with Machiavelli's The Prince, and they ask them to write an essay on it, just like they do high-level Masons. And if they say, oh, I don't agree with end justifies the means and doing all these evil things, to, you know, for the greater good in the end, they go, you don't pass, but we want you for something else. But if you say, oh, yes, I think doing evil for good is good, they say, that's it, you graduate. And they also, and then they do other psychological testing, but go ahead.
Yeah, and so what my idea is that what they're going to do is when they need a chain of command that's going to listen, they're going to put these guys in the chain of command just under the New World Order structure, and under them they're going to put a lot of the people they've recruited from the gangs, and then under them the foot soldiers, so that they'll try to keep what looks like a chain of command that's listening. And so there's a polarization. The good people like us, we're coming together, and they're coming together under power, just like in the cities, people in gangs come together for power, and this only safe place will be in the woods. Now there's the erase, and then there's the rewrite. We know this whole system might fall apart and break down. It's what we do after that, right on the moment, to keep civil society together, protect our children, protect the family unit. And I worked extensively on what could happen and possibly there, and even had visions and visits from angelic forces, you know, while in hermitage for a year of prayer on this. But anyway, back on the thing.
Well, listen, I'm going to let you go. That's interesting. You ought to write an article about that, sir, but you sound like an interesting person. You know, going back to Bob Chapman, that's the big goal of the elite. I mean, they're totally ruthless. Once you commit all this evil, the next evil, you know, it's no big deal. Once you've, I mean, it's like I've said, I won't do anything immoral because I know that if I'm going to be evil, I might as well just go all the way. And I know where that leads. I don't want to do it. But the government's problem is they're always trying to find people that'll do what they're told and to test them. Then they don't trust each other. That's why they had all the biological, chemical, radiological testing, killing innocent troops and children and foster kids. It's all declassified, was to create cadres of scientists who were mentally ill and believed end justifies the means, to then take those guys, and it's those scientists they created. That's actually at the highest level of the New World Order. It's banking families and then scientists that they found agree with them. Bob, has that been what your research found?
Absolutely. And they even had them categorized and, you know, what's the best place for this person to be. As long as the person is pliable, they can use them almost anywhere that their talents fit. And that's what these people do.
Amazing. Bob, I want to come back and finish up with the economy and then let you go. Then I'll continue with calls and a big news blitz. I mean, I've never seen such attacks on the First Amendment. And I've kind of gotten conditioned seeing these build up the last year where I'm not even screaming bloody murder like I should. And because they just do it, creeping death, creeping death. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman, internationalforecaster.com. I'm Alex Jones, prisonplanet.tv. We are live.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Okay, let's go right back to Bob Chapman. Then your calls are coming up, and then I'm going to get into this torture video. And the latest, where the government's saying, oh, The CIA was following orders, so it's okay they tortured. This is an incredible precedent. He's not rebuking torture. He's confirming it all and saying, hey, what the Nazis did was good. Nuremberg found him guilty. They said, now, just because you're told to follow an order that's illegal, you know, it doesn't matter the government says it's okay. It's illegal against the common law of humanity. You will be held accountable. Well, Obama says, no, we told him to do it, so they're good guys. Yeah, I bet they're good guys. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up for just 2 or 3 minutes. We're going to come back and go to your calls, as I said, while we have Bob Chapman. Ted, I wanted to drag you on here because you told me it was a really hot item, and I know why. These things are really rare out there. I know they go for a lot on eBay and places. People can't get a regular silver dollar for less than $19-$20 online. And Ted's got silver dollars, you know, for less than that. But he also has these Lakota Nation rounds, which are put out by the Native American New Nation that's declared sovereignty. And these are really a hot item, and Ted has them way, way less than you'll find them any other place. In fact, Ted, you bought them in so much bulk, and you're passing that savings on to folks. This is, what, a 20, 30% discount from where it's being sold other places?
Oh, yeah. I see these things as high as $50, some places even $100. And if you're shopping on eBay, they're about $20 to $25. And I have them currently right now for $17.50. Now, I don't know what makes them popular. Maybe it's because I have them priced so low. Or the other thing is they have a $50 face value on them, too, which obviously makes them very attractive as well. The Lakota Nation, claiming sovereignty and getting into the Federal Reserve's face, to me, is enough to enough to support them right there.
Well, we also know the Feds raided the Liberty Dollar, and they had all the gold and silver there and were shipping it out, and that coin went from, you know, $15 a piece to $500, $300, you know. I mean, that's one of the biggest collectors out there, is that Ron Paul Liberty thing. So I think you got a train wreck. People looking for a train wreck here is another reason they're high. But
yeah,
I mean, you've got it basically at below what silver dollars that are junk are selling for. So it's an insanely good deal. How good of a deal is that, Bob Chapman?
Very good deal. Whenever you can buy an ounce at that price in this market today. And, you know, Ted will tell you how difficult it is to get dimes and quarters and halves and silver eagles. They're available, but they're certainly not available in size.
Yeah, there's no way you can touch a silver eagle at this price right now, Alex. And Bob's right about that. I mean, the silver dollars, the dimes, the halves, the quarters, all that stuff is in such short supply. There's many times where I can't even sell them, and that goes for months on end. I mean, here I have this coin. It's a good, as far as I'm concerned, a good cause. And you're going to get an ounce of silver at a price that I think is absolutely out of this world. And you get that Lakota Nation coin. I don't know how you can lose on this particular one. It's a win-win situation.
Absolutely. Now, Ted, you got gold at really good prices, too. Tell folks about that real quick.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the francs right now are 213, and we've got the British sovereigns at 265. I mean, we've got U.S. eagles, all this stuff. I mean, because the prices right now in gold and silver are very favorable. There's no question about it. Now is the time to be moving in. Most people like to react to the market when something hot comes along. Then they jump on gold and they jump on silver, but they end up paying a lot higher prices too. Right now you can buy this stuff. It's deeply discounted to where it was. And
all weekend, folks are going to be there at Midas Resources until midnight every night. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. And I want to ask Darth Vader, Bob Chapman there, beating up his telephone. Bob, how good a deal is that on the gold, and should folks buy into it now?
Well, it's an excellent deal because prices have come down. And, no one knows for sure where gold's going to go. I think it's going higher. It's testing its 200-day moving average right now, and it'll be interesting to see if it holds. I think it will. And, you know, as Ted and I have discussed on the year before, people always want to buy when the price is going up. The best time to buy is when the price is corrected. And we've come down from 960 recently twice. And, at 870, this is a good deal. because the prices are much cheaper than they were before.
Well, plus, that's a month. I mean, that's a month-to-month graph. You look at the 5-year, the 10-year, the 1-year, gold's going straight up, and everything else is going straight down. So 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Don't forget to get a free copy of the International Forecaster, theinternationalforecaster.com, to find out more about Ted Anderson at MidasResources.com. Gentlemen, both of you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again both next week.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you both, gentlemen. Okay, I'm going to blitz through your calls. You've been holding long enough. Straight ahead on the other side. Then, another huge blitz of news and information. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.
All right, Philip in Illinois, the Dino, Steve, down. Mark, Bethany. Go ahead, you're on the air, Philip.
Cut them down.
Are you there, Philip?
Well, my goodness gracious.
Okay, let him go. Let's go to Dino in Oregon. Dino in Oregon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, AJ, thanks for taking my call. You are a household name here in our home. Every day we listen to you because it is a gathering place of our peeps, the liberty people, out there in America. Every time I hear a caller, I get excited. I love it when female callers call because you can see the spark of liberty that we need in the female side. And, you know, I woke up to you just after 2001, September 11th. I was listening to my roommate on the Internet. He was listening to some guy scream and yell, and I thought, this guy's Christian. He's nuts. I don't want to listen to this crap. But he said, sit down and watch his film. So I watched 9/11 Road to Tyranny, and it woke me up to Oklahoma City, which is right there in your face. And I thought, how could this be right there in your face and no one's doing anything about it? And then I looked into 9/11 and then so on and so forth. I've
and
read
see,
every document.
And see, all of that just sets a precedent for the elite. If they get away with doing Oklahoma City, why not 9/11? If they get away with torture, why, again, they're setting the precedent to continue all of this.
And the end justifies the means is a theme that I see throughout, from the lower levels all the way up. I got rid of our television. We got rid of cable because that's the same thing. End justifies the means. They spread pedophilia all over. ABC, Disney, it's disgusting. You can't even go to the store anymore. So I'm just saying, people, we have to listen to Professor Alex. You are like our daily class in liberty. But then once we're done listening to you, we need to get out there and talk to people and spread the message to everyone you talk to. I want to say this.
We're all teachers and we're all students together here.
Yes, yes.
You're a professor. I'm a teacher. I'm a learner. I'm a student. You know, all of us are symbiotically learning from each other, developing the information, studying the enemy's operations, how they control populations. We're doing all this together right now.
Once we know the truth, too, and people, don't be afraid to just talk. It'll come out of your mouth. It'll come out of your brain. Jesse Ventura said it. When you're speaking the truth, it just comes. I don't need notes. I know the places and times and faces.
Exactly.
I know what's going
on
in the world.
Everywhere he goes, they got teleprompters. People notice that, so they move big jumbotrons back behind him so he can read it from far away and then ask the media not to show them. That's on record. Because then people are like, he's not just saying it from the heart. No, it's all scripted. It's all been analyzed psychologically to manipulate. It's all deception.
And the truth comes out no matter where we put it. You can post it on Craigslist. The truth is now, and I tell people, I even go to bands after they're playing and they sit down and I say, you know, one of the hottest messages right now is a liberty message, and I talk about the New World Order, and they get it. If you explain it right, people get it, and they know they've been fooled. This whole socialism and communism and socialism are the same thing. We know that. And the next step is fascism, and we can't stand to let that happen.
Exactly. And they confuse you and act like fascism and socialism and all this isn't interconnected where it comes from the same place. Great call, Dino. Good to hear from you. Steve in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Good, sir. Good to hear from you.
This is Steve Norris, another brother. I'm sure, well, possibly you've heard my name before. Dino pretty well hit the nail on the head. He had a good call in there. Getting your name out is our objective. That's what has to happen. Vistaprint.com. It's cheap. You can literally get 10,000 business cards with whatever you want on them for a little over $100 and getting the word out. You know, going and talking to strangers, you know, whatever it takes. In my opinion, the people must create their own G20, communicate with other G20s. You know, that's a way to come across. Get to know your neighbors. Go out and talk to them. What they want is everybody to stay to themselves, be scared of who to talk to, you know, divide and conquer. That's their agenda, and we got to fight that. Talk to your neighbors, talk to strangers. That's what I've been doing. I've passed out literally tens of thousands of cards with all
awesome.
The information on them. I don't know how many DVDs I've done, thousands.
Well, it's having a huge effect. We've got Rick Perry, the Bilderberg Group member, coming out saying, I'm going to fight tyranny. We may secede. And I told folks it was just a stunt. He's now admitting he was just, quote, joking. But the point is, Sean Hannity's saying the conspiracy people are right about a new world order. Glenn Beck's having to do it because they're having to at least pay lip service because we are the majority now of thinkers. You got the majority that aren't informed and don't care, but of people awake. You know, to the political system, we are now the majority. We've just got to act like it. And, sir, it's because of people like you and what you're out there doing. So I salute you.
Well, I appreciate that. And what we have to do, Alex, is the in-your-face operative, just like they're doing to us. They do the in-your-face. That's exactly how they operate. That's what we need to do back. We got to wake up people and you know, kind of make them understand, you know. We're all on the same goal here. It's for our children. It doesn't have anything to do with me or you. It has everything to do with our children and grandchildren is what's going to be the success of this country and our sovereignty and being independent and having the freedom of being able to have the American dream. You know, we're separate. We're different from any other country in this world. And the only way we're going to keep that is to wake up now and make things happen. You know, truth is what it is.
Hey, let me ask you a question since you're calling from Tennessee, Steve. Remember a couple of weeks ago it was announced they were going to have regular Army running checkpoints. We had a state rep on. He talked to the governor.
Memphis.
Yeah, the governor came out and said, we're not going to do this. And then I got the Marion County News and other newspapers, and they just came out and said, well, the Army did it anyways, the Air Force MPs, and it describes how they shut down the highway on Interstate 24 eastbound, mile marker 135, and how the Army was out there and how they were out there searching everybody. And it's got the here, you know, here's the base police off base with a dog searching Americans. I mean, can you believe the governor told them not to do it? They just did it anyways. I mean, these people are out of control.
Again, what I'm saying, it's in your face, operative. That's how they operate. That's what they do. And the only way we're going to beat these people is by numbers. We have to operate in numbers. We have to, target. I tell you, something that I have here is very fortunate. This particular area is home to a lot of major business owners, Pilot Oil Corporation, BP, British Petroleum, Goodies, for example. There's a lot of major business owners in this area, and I'm the type, I walk straight up in, and I'll talk to whoever and wake them up. And you, when you get major business owners involved who have a lot of capital is on our side, and they need to spend it while they can, while the green's still good. And, you know, they're upset. You know, they don't tell everybody how they're feeling when they're feeling it because, you know, they're a business owner. They can't exploit their feelings, but you got to bring it out of them.
Absolutely. I mean, if we just sit here and take this, literally, we're going to be looted. And I appreciate your call, sir. Good to hear from you. Keep it up. We're going to go to Mark, Bethany, Margaret, and Corey, but I promised to do this, so I want to do it now. In the first hour, I went over the dark seduction. How the New World Order brings people into evil, how they leak the torture on purpose, how they bragged they were torturing children. And then now they release the White House memos about how Bush wanted to be a dictator and ban free speech and ban the media. Then I have mainstream news, LA Times, coming out and saying, oh, yeah, the only way to save the newspapers is to basically ban other people and not let them say they're reporters and have the government license reporters. So I've got all this free speech news I want to go over. I'm going to go over that with Raleigh James coming up. The more your calls will come up in a moment. Right now, I wanted to play for radio listeners, you know, you'll be able to hear the audio, but for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, this is the extra, one of the extras from my three-hour film, 911, Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. It's really three films, so it's 911, Martial Law, Rise, it's Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State. Made so many films, can't remember the names of them. But this is really one of my better films. And really breaks, you watch this one film, you basically get the whole picture. This is the very end. The credits have Bush giving this cryptic speech about a dark cult of evil that thrives off human suffering. He's talking about his own people. And then it goes into the extras, the first extra dealing with torture. We're going to play just a few minutes of this. And then we will continue with your calls. And Raleigh James, syndicated talk show host. Never heard her. Get ready. She's a great lady. Very informative. One of the people that helped wake me up. I used to listen to her in college. Back when I was trying to get into radio and TV, I was listening to her when she was in Austin. But let's go ahead and play part of my film, Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State, going out of the credits into the first extra, where they are breaking pro-lifers sitting in front of buildings' doors or on the sidewalk, and they say, get up and walk. Oh, you won't get up and walk? I'm going to break your arm. And see, that's what the taser is. Oh, don't tase me, bro. Oh, you shouldn't ask the question of Kerry. We're now going to taser you as punishment. See, the taser's fine for protection for an officer. But when they're, oh, you didn't walk the yellow line when I gave you an order, bzzz, you know, that's what it's now being used for. Or pregnant women, you argue with me. You didn't move quick enough. You didn't get up off a park bench fast enough. Well, again, they call this pain compliance, pressure compliance. This is one of the extras from my film, 911, martial law, 911 Rise of the Police State. Here it is.
Behind them is a cult of evil, which seeks to harm the innocent and thrives on human suffering.
To purchase additional copies of this film, or to see dozens of other films and important books, be sure and visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com.
I forgot there was this ad in between.
1-888-253-3139.
All right, here's the extras, because they've kind of got it in the playthrough modes that go on the extras. Again, this is from my film, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State. Here it is, the extras.
The globalists have been systematically engaging in a massive brainwashing campaign, telling the public that torture is a good idea. And now we've seen the aftermath of torture. The Joseph Mengele-style abuses include killing detainees and harvesting their organs. But they don't just torture people to death. They do things so horrible we can't even mention them here. And there's no mystery when it comes to finding out who ordered all of this ultra-brutal torture at Camp X-Ray at Guantanamo Bay and Gitmo and 32 other camps in Iraq. Alberto Gonzalez and Chertoff and the rest of Bush's crew openly wrote memos detailing how torturing people unto death is an okay thing to do. It's part of the public record. The White House and Pentagon ordered the torture, but when they got caught, they just burned a few of their underlings. The Pentagon's own reports admit that 90% of those that were picked up at checkpoints in Iraq were totally innocent. But that didn't stop them from being tortured. In fact, the Army's own report admits that military dogs were used to bite and frighten detainees, that women were brutally raped, that detainees were beaten to death and sodomized with large objects dripping with battery acid. People's children were also raped in front of them to attain answers. This is the same type of mentality we see from serial killers. And it's riddled with all sorts of perverted sexual abuse. Is this what the land of the free and the home of the brave has become? After 13 years of sanctions, over 1.5 million Iraqis died, 700,000 of them children. And now thousands of private contractors have taken over the torture where the Pentagon left off, following in the footsteps of other famous control freak serial killers and torturers. The only reason the elite is selling us on torture is because they want to condition us to where we will accept its use against us. And it's been going on for decades in America, in the prisons, and against pro-life demonstrators, environmental activists, and anyone else that doesn't totally submit to their tyranny. The footage you're seeing is from the late 1980s and early 1990s, where the police openly pulled out nunchucks, started wrapping it around the arms of peaceful pro-life demonstrators and brutally breaking them, simply because they refused to get off the side of the sidewalk. The police thought it was their right to break people's arms because they didn't follow their orders.
They used nunchucks on the rescuers. This is an illegal martial arts weapon, and merely possessing one in California is a felony. To be attacked with one is assault with a deadly weapon. Never before in the history of America have nunchucks been used on nonviolent protesters. This is the gruesome sight of what happened. The police, in unprovoked cruelty, wrapped the nunchucks around Michael Hausman's arm and broke it. When lawyers went to federal Judge Tashima to request he order the police to cease using them, he denied the request, saying in so many words that pro-lifers could not prove they were in any danger.
I can't tell you what it's like to be lying on the ground with police officers on
on a top of you, using all sorts of torture holes to make you walk. You can't walk even if you wanted to walk. And their sole intent is to torture you. And then listening to the screams of the people.
When you bring out riot sticks, it's usually because you expect to see some serious opposition. So you put on helmets and you put on face masks and you carry shields. These policemen were bareheaded.
But here it was calculated torture, and the policemen were enjoying the pain. They laughed at the people screaming, and all of us screaming. All grown men, mature men. And you couldn't help but scream. What happened was when the two nightsticks squeezed on the wrists, they cut off the nerve ends and the flow of blood, and your hands swelled up to almost twice the size, and they turned black.
It didn't matter whether you were a woman, a man, an old person. It didn't matter what your age, sex, or anything. That they were just there. They were going to brutalize everybody. And I think probably to the women more particularly, that they were very angry that they couldn't get a young woman like myself to walk. And I could tell that it was a pride issue.
This is an important illustration because it shows us how long this tyranny has been going on in this country. And if they can get away with it with one group, they can get away with it against everybody. The fact of the matter is, the establishment and its enforcers have been setting the precedent for a long time to torture women in plain view of the public, to use illegal nunchucks and break people's arms. And now in Iraq, they have these big live TV shows with all the people confessing.
All right, we'll be right back. For those that aren't watching, they have the nunchucks breaking the arms with pleasure.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
Live from Planet.tv. They've got nunchucks wrapped around people's arms, and they twist them till your arm breaks. And then on video after video, I've got hours of this. We should put a few minutes in the film. After they break your arm, then they pull nightsticks out and like celebrate and like beat you with it. It's like, ah, you were bad. I broke your arm. It's just crazy, folks. So this is torture. And see, rather than put them on stretchers, take them to jail, no, they're going to punish you for making them pick you up. So this has been going on. The police are taught to torture. That's what the tasers are all about when they're used for compliance. They're used as self-defense, then that's another thing. But see, they can't just pull a gun out and shoot you to punish you. They get in trouble. But, oh, this thing that makes you have a heart attack, it's okay. Let's finish up with the clip. Here it is.
On in this country. And if they can get away with it with one group, they can get away with it against everybody. The fact of the matter is, the establishment and its enforcers have been setting the precedent for a long time to torture women in plain view of the public, to use illegal nunchucks and break people's arms. And now in Iraq, they have these big live TV shows with all the people confessing after they've been openly tortured. And in 2005, people they take into hospitals who refuse drug tests are restrained and then tasered repeatedly until they go ahead and urinate in a cup. And there are hundreds and hundreds of examples we don't even have time to cover here. The point is, this is all macabre and terrifying, and the New World Order is conditioning us to accept it. We must resist it.
All right, that's one of the extras. The other one's the real UN, them murdering and torturing children. I mean, somebody's got to document this stuff. And I notice YouTube always takes this video down or locks it down, but then they show piles of dead Jews or piles of dead Cambodians that's far more graphic showing genitals. This doesn't show genitals. It's just more of YouTube censorship. They don't want you to know what's happening currently right now here in the United States. Let's jam in another call. Who's up next here? Mark in Connecticut. Mark in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Alex.
Hmm?
Alex. Hello?
Yeah, your phone may not be getting audio. You can't hear me? Okay, go ahead.
I can hear you right now, yeah.
Well, I said it. Okay, go ahead, sir.
All right. Since last week I heard your show about the chemtrails.
Yes.
I recorded and videotaped at least 40 planes since 11:30 this morning. This morning when I woke up, the sky was bright blue. Now there are so many chemtrails in the skies, it looks like artificial clouds.
Well, what I need listeners to do for the chemtrail film, and I appreciate you doing that, is set up time lapse. Don't move the camera, put new tapes in when it's a clear day like that, and because that's what's going to prove it, is seeing the whoosh, and then how hours later it turns into clouds. You can see them expanding. And then the government admits it now. They're doing it. They're just lying about how prolific it is. And I'm getting death threats about this, by the way. I got death threats on my children. We did report it, but there's so many, you can't report them all, but we did report this one because folks are very upset about us exposing their spraying. Anything else?
Actually, I have what I recorded today was 7 planes in a row spraying. And right now I'm looking at, right in front of me, there's a trail. They've been doing it all morning today. I just saw my 40th plane. I'm actually looking at a plane right now. If anybody's in Connecticut, they can look up at the sky and they can see all the trails right now.
Good. I need everybody to videotape it. Get yourself talking on tape. I'll integrate it all into a film. The Chemtrail Hunters. That's not what we're going to call it, but you know, that's what you're going to be called, basically. And that's just very exciting that we're all doing this as a team effort. Anything else, Mark, in Connecticut?
Is there any email or something that I can send the video to?
It'd be better for film quality if you send me the tapes or make copies of your tapes or send them on chips or whatever. But, yeah, robd@infowars.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Raleigh James is joining us coming up in the next segment for the rest of the hour. Great talk show host, syndicated on quite a few AM and FMs across the country and XM and Sirius. She'll be on with us, continue with some calls and just a host of news, including attacks on the First Amendment. Right now, we are taking phone calls. Bethany, in Maryland, you are on the air where mainstream news reported the Army was spying on the Tea Parties because we're enemies of America. But, of course, the Army's been ordered to spy on the Army, too, by the criminals running the government, because they say people that love freedom and the Second Amendment are terrorists now in America. And the cat is out of the bag. Bethany, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
Pretty good. Good to be here with you on this Friday.
Sweet. Listen, you are just the best. I get such joy listening to you every day. I'm addicted to your program. I've just come upon you recently. My husband's going crazy because all I want to do is listen to you night and day. The kids are like, oh, no, not Alex Jones again, Mommy. But it's all good. It's all good. One of the things that I wanted to ask you is something that's very troubling to me, the Codex Alimentarius. I never hear any sort of discussion taking place about that and its implementation.
Well, we just talked about the bill to restrict and shut down organic farms, small family farms, animal ID, premises ID, SWAT teaming, organic egg sellers on the side of the highway, SWAT teaming
right.
Food pantries. Codex Alimentarius is admitted. The UN has the meetings. Like you'll see a blurb in the news like, oh, vitamin B now can't be over the counter. The government wants to make it, you know, be a prescription. That's what's, or they go out and patent vitamins and then say, just like they patent seeds and say you can't have them. So yes, it's a big deal and it's happening. These are monopoly men. The globalists want monopolies and big government can enforce their monopolies.
But,
I mean, you had a comment on it? Go ahead.
Well, my comment is that I'd love to hear a little bit more about it because the readings that I've found is that it's supposed to be implemented globally December 31st, 2009. And I guess what that entails is mandatory antibiotics and bovine growth hormones in all food animals, that nutritional supplements will be deemed harmful, like you were saying. We won't have foods that are labeled anymore to tell us if they've been genetically modified. And I just don't know if they're going to be doing this like in increments or whether December 31st is going to be just an array of things that are just going to come out of a hat, so to speak.
No. Everything they do is incremental. So you're hearing there will be police officers and they're creating new divisions of land management. They're here. Oh, you didn't get the form. We're going to arrest you. How did you get into the high school fair with your pig? This is happening. Like acting like the girl's a criminal, leading her off. So just lots of enforcement, lots of swarming, and so it's all part of a larger program as the drug companies, it's basically the military-industrial complex, the drug companies, the media complex, and that's all owned by the big banks. They just create money out of nothing, and then we pay interest on the debt they create out of nothing. And so they're just incrementally doing it, but the incrementalism is sped up. Before it was like this, and now it's going like that, and soon it's going to be going, yeah, it's just going faster and faster, like a dynamo or the RPMs in your car. You know, they kind of had 1,000 RPMs and 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 8,000, and now the thing's about 10,000 RPMs. I mean, this is serious.
Uh-huh. And we purchase organic milk. We live in Maryland. We purchase the milk from Pennsylvania. There's an Amish farmer that comes down and delivers it. And an array of different products. Yeah,
people kind of mentioned that it was going. I was about to say we kind of got mentioned after they were already case. They had stakeouts at the farmers market in Austin for the Amish coming and literally like a drug deal. The fresh milk that everybody used to be able to get that statistically a lot safer. Let me guess, what happened? He can't bring the milk now.
Well, interesting enough, there was the Pennsylvania Department of Ag has followed him. I guess he's been harassed. They've been harassing him for the past year.
Oh, yeah. There's secret police everywhere, ma'am, on every issue. They're calling organic milk terrorism in some of these documents. I'm not joking. They call that the farm, you know, terrorism. So, listen, God bless you. We'll be right back with Raleigh James, syndicated talk show host. I'm Alex Jones.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, syndicated talk show host Raleigh James is our guest. You can check out her website, Raleigh.net, R-O-L-L-Y-E.net. You can hear her no matter where you are on XM channel weeknights, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. That's 9 to midnight Central Standard Time on Talk Channel 158. And I was just on there with her last week. I remember being in college. And I'd bring my little radio with me out of the apartment pool, me hanging out, talking to the college girls out there, suntanning with listening to Raleigh James, thinking what a great talk show host she was. Back when, you know, you're talking early 1990s, right when Clinton got in about Clinton being a murderer and mean Arkansas and cocaine dealing. And let me tell you, you weren't hearing this anywhere on talk radio in the country. And the New World Order, and I'd already read about it and knew about it some, and I would say she got into the mix as instrumental in me going, yeah, I want to get on the air and talk about this stuff. And I was taking some RTF then, and then got an Access TV show, and then the rest was history. But it's great to have her on with us for the next 51 minutes. We'll take some calls later in the hour. I got a bunch of news I want to cover with her. But Raleigh James, good to have you here with us.
It's an honor, Alex. Only for you would I wake up at the crack of noon.
You are something else. You know, you've been doing talk radio for quite a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, over 20 years exclusively talk, and radio over 40 years.
Wow, so you've been doing that since you were a schoolgirl, basically. I guess yes. Limbaugh's been doing it since he was like 8 years old. Raleigh, let's talk about, so much is going on. If I was guessing, what are you going to bring up first? Because I haven't talked to you today. Is it the federal report saying the veterans and gun owners are the number one terror threat? Or is it the White House openly announcing they want to license all internet reporters and basically shut the web down? Or is it the IMF and World Bank saying we're in a depression? What's most important to you right now?
Well, probably the thing that is always most important is the myth of the free press and why they want to continue that myth. And the folks who are thinking in terms of fairness doctrine, forget it. They are after the Internet, and the Rosa Brooks article that you have on Infowars.com is one tactic. They'll do anything they can, and I think that people are being led astray. For instance, I found the coverage of the Tea Party's interesting, and regardless of what people think in terms of whether that worked, didn't work, who was there, whether it was well-intentioned, the issue is immediately it was brought up, oh, this is Fox News. And the fascinating part to me on that is that to a good degree, they believe every bit of it, and they want to make sure that the myth of the free press continues, that we don't have that coverage. They are much more afraid of you long-term than they'll ever be afraid of Fox News.
Well, that's why Fox News is trying to act like us now. I mean, you've been talking about this a lot longer than I have, and accurately, and suddenly they're saying, oh, there's a new world order, there's a global currency, but don't worry, Rick Perry and the Republicans will save us when they're bought and paid for by the same people. So now that the Republicans are out of power, they can pose as the opposition, because, but that does show that now, though, that they know the opposition to the new world order is there, so now a major party is trying to camouflage themselves like us. I mean, this is a threat and a danger, but isn't it also very positive that they're now having to legitimize us?
That is positive, but until we see any of the talking heads awaken and say they're Republicrats and Demopublicans and this is going on above it, and until they say, yeah, the Federal Reserve, we understand, but let's look at the BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, until they're on that level, then really they're still a tool.
Oh, by the way, it's back there in my office. You're like, Alex, of course you know about the International Bank of Settlements document where they admit in 2006 they were engineering this, and I said no, and then you emailed it to me, and it was off their website, and that's going to be in the new film, but that shows none of us know it all or even half of it, so maybe we should cover that later. Yeah, these guys are right out in the open about what they're doing. Let's get into the Internet first, though. You had a caller on your show when I was on there a few days ago, and he said, I just don't believe you, Alex, that they could shut the web down or they're taking it over. And I said, I'm reading you the bill, sir, where they say they're going to make all the private companies have NSA hubs in them to be able to shut the web off. That's in the bill. Senator Jay Rockefeller says he wants it. And the guy just said, I can't believe you. They can't shut it down. And you explained to him they could, and they are moving towards that. Why do you think people, A, are in such denial, and B, do you want to explain to them, because I thought you did it really well, better than I would, how they can control the web and some of the different tactics they're using?
Well, I think people are in denial because it's a very comfortable place to be. If you wake up, if you start to listen to your show, Alex, and you listen just for a week, unless you're fully brain dead, it has agitated you to the point to realize that your world is not as you think it, and maybe you'll have to get involved. And people don't want to get involved. So the first thing they want to do is shoot the messenger. Oh, if it's coming from Alex or if it's coming from Raleigh, then I don't have to believe it. So that's a human nature thing in terms of why they're there. But the most dangerous thing about the plan, and it is a plan, and it will happen, to control, if not shut down, control the Internet, which is very easy to do.
is the way it's been couched as free market decisions. When Comcast was first wanting to differentiate traffic so that they could, in fact, manage bandwidth. It's one thing to say we're going to limit the bandwidth overall. It's another thing to say a packet's not a packet, and we're going to decide what gets through more quickly. And this is the whole issue of net neutrality or not. When that came up, the Federal Trade Commission couched it in very Republican terms when they said, well, this will be a free market decision. We're not going to get involved in the business practices. And the term free market, that's very comfortable to many people, libertarians included. This is not a free market decision. This is about control. And in terms of how you control it, well, the Internet is not this amorphous thing with one little connection to you and one little connection to me, the way some people believe that it's a situation where it's more of this amorphous grid. All of it travels through bigger pipes. And in fact, when we were talking about the WorldCom bankruptcy and everybody talked about dark fiber, this is at the heart of it. They weren't using it then. But the reality is you don't get from point A to point B on some little spider web network. You're going over large pipes at some point. So all you have to do is moderate that pipe. You don't even have to shut it down, just moderate it. And anyone who doubts that, look at what's going on in Australia right now, or what's always been going on in China. Even for Google, who in many ways is the enemy, for them to get into China, they have to agree, well, we're going to limit what you can see, and it can be done with a keystroke.
And there's other stuff. You know, Google hid the most viewed videos and for a while took it off even their front page. Now they've announced, oh, we're going to be like Hulu, which is their right to do, but now they're the big dominant system. They built it on, we're free, we're open, we're never going to censor you as long as it's your own content. And so the people built YouTube, and now they've gone back and they say, oh, we're going to make all the front pages now, CBS and Sony content, and we're going to have one little link to pages that we want to show you of the general public who have pages, and so they decide who to promote and literally wall off and censor and knock down the view counters. I mean, you know, we've had videos with millions of views, and they'll just take our little ribbon away, so we go off the main page. And they now admit they're doing that. YouTube is taking the U out of tube now.
Oh, of course. And, you know, you mentioned Google, and I do call them the Antichrist in many ways. But going back to your Rosa Brooks article on how to foster newspaper readership, if you want to put it in the best terms, Google, you've heard about their plan to promote localism. That no matter where you are, if you're looking for a news story, Google will only send you to your local paper. And that type of a relationship can only be possible, again, if it's as easy as a keystroke to control.
Well, remember, it's Yahoo and Google who have been contracted by the Chinese government to help them run the filters. Google runs the filters for China. Rupert Murdoch and News Corp runs the filters to be there, and then that still wasn't enough for the Chinese government, and they've shut some of it down. But, you know, it's Yahoo turning over people in China, sending emails to activist groups in the U.S., and then they're getting prison sentences or being executed, and Yahoo's proud of that. So to say they can't flip the same systems they've built on here is a fraud when they're even announcing for our own good they're going to be doing it.
Absolutely, and the Yahoo thing was just horrendous. And, of course, major media gave that no play. But it's very simple to do, and actually it's the business model that they have long before the censorship issue. In order for, like you were saying with your films, and it's so right, in order for them to succeed, they're going to weight the content the way they want to. And it can be done very subtly. It doesn't have to be done in such an effort where people will be saying, oh, the bootstraps got us. It can be done much more subtly than that, and it is as manipulative as anything you're seeing out of major media. The real key and the golden part of the Internet is the net neutrality part, that if you put up InfoWars and I go there, I get there on the same route as if I go to Amazon or anyone else. And other than hub control, which I'll leave out, the issue is that we're all equal. And that is the thing that absolutely the government wants to tear down. And they will do it as a free market decision. And, of course, the Googles and the Yahoos will be the leaders behind it because it benefits them.
Well, we have to fight this now because look how many crazy things are happening right now, listeners, who we thought couldn't happen before, but it's happening. The elite is collapsing. The mainline newspapers are collapsing because nobody wants to read their crap. The TV cable ratings are down. The system is in crisis. The lies are coming out. The alternative media is exploding. And so the newspaper owners have conventions and admit, and that's what the Obama administration is saying, let us start restricting free speech media, get behind us doing this, or you're not going to have a job. So you're going to have government and the media teaming up together against the new media. The establishment can't have us on air unseating them. They're not going to go without a fight. Now, that said, I want you to talk about this and get your take on it. The people have had this taste, though, for alternative, for real variety. Do you think they're going to be able to be successful in the long run, keeping people from this information now that they've had a taste of it?
Depends how subtle they are at it. Everything they do is incrementalism, like they're taking it out of the Fabian playbook. But their greatest fear is that the myth of the free press will become, in fact, unmasked, that we will know that it's no longer, if it's in the New York Times, that it's legit. And they are going to do anything they can to keep the average person unaware of exactly what we're talking about.
Well, they admit the Defense Department finances most of the TV and media, and it's all fake news. So there you go, discredited there.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy.
Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Yeah, you can go to our website, ROLLYE.net, Raleigh.net. Raleigh James is our guest, syndicated radio talk show host. Anybody can hear who's got XM on channel 158 for everybody out there. He's on 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Okay, Raleigh, let's go right back to this issue of First Amendment for anything else you want to add on that front. Then I want to get into, I want to get your take on this. They're phrasing it that Obama is this wonderful guy who released the torture memos. But what he's done is come out and confirm what was already public and say they were following orders, so they're protected, reversing the Nuremberg principle of just following orders doesn't cover it when you're, say, raping people in front of their husbands to get answers, as they admit they did. Finish up any First Amendment comments, and then I want to get your take on that.
I think Obama, in addition to everything we're talking about on a personal level, has been schooled his entire lifetime to dislike and distrust the press unless he could manipulate it. And you talked very often about what he was doing on the campaign to reporters. So what they've got here is, in addition to all their plans, they have someone who's emotionally poised to implement whatever it takes.
Yeah, he really is slippery. I think he's more slippery than Bill Clinton, because it always sounds great, but when you look right below the surface, it's always 170 or 180. Sometimes it's a little true, but usually it's about 180 degrees a lie. You know, it's just totally away from the truth.
Yes.
And now I've got Democrats writing editorials attacking me. I've got one here today, and she says, yeah, he's lied about a bunch of stuff. He lied about things a little too quickly. It would have been all right if he'd lied later, but, you know, he did go back on his promises a little too quick, But still, Alex, you're the liar, but never says what I'm lying about.
Well, they have to reposition you. They have to shoot the messenger. Whenever you've got a situation where the message is irrefutable, you've got to come at it at another angle, and you know that. So demonizing you is the easiest way for them to remain in control, to make it seem that you are truly the lunatic fringe. So therefore,
but it's ridiculous, like you said, though. This lady that wrote this latest hit piece, it's from Maneater. It doesn't say anything I'm wrong about. It just says, he's a crazy, he's a nut, flying saucers. I don't talk about flying saucers.
Right, but they have to shoot the messenger. They'll claim he came off of the flying saucers if they have to.
That's a good one.
Unfortunately, it's tremendously effective, because this is what I was saying before about the myth of the free press. The bulk of the population still buys it. For instance, the people who will say, if it's in the National Enquirer, I don't believe it, but if it's in the New York Times, I do. Well, with that litmus test, I'll take the Enquirer over the Times every day of the week. But people want to remain in that comfortable place where, oh, but it's not in the New York Times. So they still have what they want. They won't for long, and they know this, and they're seeing the cracks in it. And, yeah, regardless of what they say about you for the record, they know how many people have watched your movies collectively, and they know that's in the tens of millions of people. So at this point, anything they can do to demonize you, they will, because it's the only tool they've got.
Well, I just hope it's not a prelude to something else. You've had a lot thrown at you over the years, being syndicated across the land. What is it like, though, Raleigh, to go from, well, people always listen to you because you always had the facts and were very convincing, but still, you know, some people disagreed, to where now more and more everything we've said is almost passé now. It's just all out in the open, but they just put a different spin on it. The establishment does, that it's a good thing.
Well, that's the key. After they're done demonizing you, the next thing is to say, well, what he's saying is all folly. Of course, this is what he thought it was, you know, but he's getting 2 and 2 to equal 22, and it's always been 4. And that's the method. And we're seeing that every day. Janet Napolitano backtracking on the DHS thing. Oh, well, no, we weren't actually trying to demean the military. You know, in other words, reposition it. If they can't reposition you, the next thing they have to do is reposition the message.
But that's what a real tyranny does, is it starts spying on its own military and police, and we know they've been doing that all along. I don't see things going too well for the New World Order, though. I mean, I think it's going to be a rough ride, but I think they're in trouble. What do you think?
Well, the more people awaken, the more they are, and you see that worldwide. The thing that they're very much afraid of is that as people are personally hurting, human nature takes over, and just like the riots across the world where they said, hell no, you're not going to import foreigners to work here, we need these jobs, people do turn to self-protection, and that's a great fear. So they know what they're up against. But, you know, I mentioned the Fabians earlier, and you've talked about them a lot, too. The incrementalism, do everything in small increments. Well, what's happened now is we're on an exponential multiplier. We're now at the point where, in fact, it can be implemented. And so a lot of people are going for do it all now. And you saw that with a lot of the early, well, you're still seeing it, but the really early legislation out of Obama. Get it all in now.
All right, long segment coming up. We'll also take a few calls, 1-800-259-9231. She's Raleigh James, Raleigh.net, R-O-L-L-Y-E.net. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Stay with us. More straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
Lord knows they point the cannon.
open into the dark void of space. I'm sitting here talking to Raleigh James. I'm in Austin, Texas. The people listening all over the world. The establishment doesn't like this. They call the internet the worldwide wiretap. They want to build the grid, get us used to using it, get us addicted, just like YouTube is a microcosm, then take the freedom away, kick us off, and then that's the whole system. And that's basically what's happening. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Raleigh, you know, there's so much going on. I shouldn't just be throwing out the questions here. What are some other subjects you think are important to get into? And then that said, before we get into that, I think they've really miscalculated with these reports coming out saying the troops are the number one threat, gun owners are threats, people buying ammo are basically terrorists, pro-lifers are basically terrorists, people against open borders are basically terrorists. I mean, the secret police are really getting exposed right now.
They are, but it's a great indoctrination tool because they'll backpedal from this. In other words, put the worst possible spin on it out. Oh, no, no, but that's not what we mean. Now, here's why we're saying this. And the other day when I heard the comment about, well, we have to look at the military because look at Timothy McVeigh. And I thought to myself, well, let's take that logic now and let's just consistently expand it and say, well, if we're looking at the military because of Timothy McVeigh, then we've got to look at the federal central government because of Adolf Hitler. So, you know, the reality, though, is that they will give you, the worst shock. And then when they pedal back, people will say, oh, see, it's not that bad. That's really what's happening. So I'm not sure they miscalculated.
It's incrementalism. You think they may have been leaking some of these on purpose.
Well, I think it's very possible. And, you know, when we talk about it, you asked what's on my mind. And everybody talks about globalism, and they think about it as if it's an international thing. It's not. It's a supranational thing. There is a control level in globalism that makes the control level in our country look tame. But not only that, some of the documents I had sent you about the Bank of International Settlement, there's a lot more in this Basel II. And what's fascinating is when everybody jumped on Obama's statement, everybody in terms of like you and I and people who are awake, when it looks like, and it is, that he will go after compensation practices, everybody thought, oh, my God. Well, that's right out of Basel II. There's three pillars. And the first one, of course, was the capital requirements, which is the way that they've decimated banking worldwide. But the next one, pillar two, is supervisory oversight. And right out of their documents, they talk about, in fact, including compensation practices as things that they need for worldwide, firm-wide governance and management.
Yeah. And for folks that are hearing these technical terms and not getting it, I'm not saying dumb it down, because most of our audience knows more than we do, but for those that don't understand, they're openly announcing a new global bank of the world to fix the banking system when they created the fiat mess to begin with, and they're going to have global taxes, global regulations, global control, set the currency, set the interest rates, and they're openly announcing this. Please continue.
Yeah, they are. And, of course, for people who don't know what the Bank of International Settlements is, it's the Federal Reserve and all the central banks' bank. This is the place where they go. And the reason we call it the Basel Accords is it's all coming out of Basel, Switzerland. And Basel II was implemented in steps. It actually goes back to 1999. It was accepted by our Federal Reserve and everybody else in 2005, and it dictates how they will operate. And the fascinating thing is many of the things that are most shocking coming out of Obama's mouth aren't coming from him. They're coming from Switzerland, and they're coming from, again, what's not international but supranational.
Yeah, that's right,
and
folks. This isn't all the countries working together. This is a global corporate web over the earth telling all the countries what to do. It's not the countries together deciding what's going to be done. It's this web telling all of us what to do. So none of the direction or will of the people is being manifest in that for all the liberals that say, oh, and it's the next phase, like Star Trek, one big world. I don't have that document in front of me because it's back there in my office and from the International Bank of Settlements. Do you have that? I know it's up at Raleigh.net. For those that don't know, I mean, they say right there in their own technical language that they're going to be imploding things 2008, 2009 to bring in the next phase. There is the proof in yet another document where they're engineering this.
Yeah, I'm looking for that because I've got probably 100 pages of this. But what you were really talking about is the fact that what Basel II did, and they have it right in their documents, is that they allowed banks to dictate their own capital requirements, and they set this up. And what they pretty much had said was that everything would hit the fan by 2009 when this was implemented. And but that's just the tip of the iceberg, Alex. I need to send you more documents, to say the least, because again, what we're looking at here is at first, the capital requirements, which is what we talked about on the air the other night. But Pillar 2 is the supervisory oversight, and this is where we're going to see them call the shots for how our private CEOs are compensated. And then when you get to Pillar 3, if Pillar 2 is the law enforcer, Pillar 3 will be the handcuffs. That's when they've got the total control.
And then they've already, in 2000, had a global summit in Australia with the UN where most of the nations on the planet, all the big Western ones, signed on for global standardization for world ID. And that's really what was adopted years later in the real ID in the U.S. and England and Australia and everywhere else. We already have a global standardized system being forced in. So right when we hear there's really a national ID card, no, it's really a world ID grid. And the way they announce it is, oh, you get thumbprinted when you go to England or Germany now, and foreigners get thumbprinted here, too, with a digital biometric. It's all the same.
Oh, sure it is. And, you know, people who think that, well, I'm aware of that. I'm aware of the IMF. Well, the IMF is secondary to Basel, to say the least. And so just like when you talk about the Council of Foreign Relations, 3,000 members, yeah, well, 2,990 don't know exactly what's going on. And it's the same thing here. But the interesting thing, and you've probably heard this on the news too, is that now Bernanke says they're going to release our stress tests on our banks. And, of course, stress tests come right out of the IMF, which, of course, is dictated by the BIS, the Bank of International.
Yeah, that means your country is under receivership when this is happening. They set it up. They give you the money. They set up the Ponzi scheme. And then they come in and say what you must do with your industries, your roads. You must hand this to that corporation, to that. This is literally the looting now.
Right, right. And when we talk about, as you were mentioning, carbon taxes or energy taxes, consumption taxes, these are right out of IMF documents. And, of course, that comes, you go back further and you say, oh, it comes right out of Basel. So it's a couple-step situation. But the thing that you were alluding to earlier, this IMF document, because every couple of years they have these consultations. Well, in 2006, the Article 4 consultation on page 13, and this, again, is 2006,
yeah, say that slowly, because I'm going to have my guys do a story on this. I mean, there's so many of these. I've seen many others similar, but here's just another one where you see all the premeditation, and right at this time, we're at Bilderberg, where they've made the decision. We get the intel from the actual heads of all the major pyramid structures, which, again, are compartmentalized, but they all nexus in to meet and to iron things out at many meetings like Bilderberg. They were already planning it then. We came out and announced what was going to happen. It did happen. But, yeah, this is very important. Give folks where they can get this.
Okay, it's IMF United States 2006 Article 4 Consultation Staff Report, page 13. And again, the IMF in this report, they're not creating this. They're reporting on what is in the Basel II documents. And you can read the entire Basel II Accord. It's 284 pages, but you can read it. The original ideation, 1999, and it was approved, as I say, in November of 2005 by the member banks. And, of course, the member banks includes the Federal Reserve. So here's the IRS.
Or I could just laugh at you that's done research and say world banks don't exist and giggle, and then I could go watch the Cowboys and listen to Britney Spears.
Well, exactly. And you see, that's the way they'll do it. When we talk about one world currency, they can still call it the dollar or the yen or the euro. They can still have whatever.
That's right. At the international level, though, it's standardized. They control it. Read over that for folks.
Well, exactly. So we're, again, talking, here's the IMF in 2006, and they're referring back to what Basel is doing and what they're saying, Basel II. Bank regulators expected some decline in minimum capital requirements after the shift to Basel II norms in 2009. They acknowledge that the impact on bank balance sheets is uncertain, in part because the role of the economic cycle would only become fully evident after the system was implemented. However, capital
adequacy... Let's stop. See, they're changing capital requirements, and then leading up to 2009, they have to then gauge how bad this hurts us, as they consolidate, it's all written in lawyer speak, and that they would know in 2009, and now they do know, gauging their attack profile, their computer models, now they're fine-tuning with these G20 meetings. Please continue.
Right, and they're saying capital adequacy standards could be recalibrated if necessary as the transition to the new framework will take place over several years. And so what they're really saying, again, is what we're saying about incrementalism. Well, we know in 2009 it's going to hit the fan, therefore we'll need to recalibrate it. And, you know, when you look at it and you say, this is 2006, yeah, but when you look at where they got it, this started in 99.
Amazing. And so they're 10, 12 years ahead of this over and over and over again, 10 years from this date, but 12 years out from completion. And people will say, where's the world government when they're already issuing the new quantitative easing, their new super currency at bank-to-bank level, backed up with our tax money? My God, Raleigh, how do we get the general public to understand this and realize this? Because the average good old boy making $200,000 a year, he thinks he's part of the power elite because he goes to a once-a-year luncheon with the governor. And so he psychologically thinks he's with the big boys, and he's going to go right down the tubes the whole time thinking we're his enemy.
Well, a lot of people are smug thinking, well, that's all right. For instance, I'm just in gold. And what they're going to realize is that this control is complete. For instance, we look at gold prices, and all of us were saying gold should have been up past $2,000 an ounce by now, and we know something's going on. Well, something is going on, and that is that gold is being bought much like the mortgage securities were. And this is also by nations as well as financial entities, the Deutsche Bank, for instance. We're looking at not only people buying fractional shares of gold, which everybody knows about, the ETFs, of course, and that's an issue right there in terms of how much ETF versus how much gold COMEX has. But you get beyond the ETF and you start to get into the ETN, and this is a gold derivative. The ETN are exchange-traded notes. They are unsecured debt obligations, and they are in the absolute billions. And, of course, the entities that sell them, they don't want gold to go up. So people who think they have a way out, these are the people that I'd like to awaken first, because they know something's up. They're not completely still asleep, but they think that there's a way around this. There is no way around this but through it. And, again, as I mentioned earlier with that statement, which in one way is hopeful in terms of we might have to adjust capital requirements and things of this nature, they want to continue to do it incrementally. Now, in terms of how you wake them up, Alex, you know better than anyone else, because the thing about your films is there is an entertainment component as well. Not saying you're doing a soft shoe, but the idea that you're presenting it in an entertaining and compelling manner. If I were to read, you know, let alone Basel II, if I were just to read an IMF accord, people would be asleep by the third page if they weren't by the third sentence. So it must be done in a way that it's entertaining and also in a way that it's relatable. So people understand, like we were saying about the Internet, for instance, it's the same exact deal here. Frame it as free market or frame it as a trade agreement.
Exactly. Well, let me take the establishment. They do everything that they do. Very boring, very dry. But if you know the lawyer language, it's horrifying to read what they're saying. But they say it to calm you. It's no big deal. It's some dirty old gray paper. Don't look at it. Don't, you know, never mind that sports stadium. Never mind that FEMA camp. Never mind this or that. Never mind these bills. Everything's fine. You know, they speak to our laziness. But we're designed to be like humans, where a saber-toothed cat comes running up to us and it's got big fangs and is growling. So that's what gets us moving. And so when I show my film and play ominous music, when I show some bill to say ban guns, well, it is ominous. So, you know, that's how we take things in. I'm going to put the spooky music in there. That's what they do. They always criticize me for that. That's what they do. But I take the truth and then put it with the music or the images I think, you know, fit with it. They take their lies, and then they'll take something horrible and put happy music on it to sell the horrible. I'll take something horrible and put horrible music on it. Do you see what I'm saying?
And that's exactly what you have to do, because if you don't have that, what some people will criticize you for, the glitz and the glamour, if you don't have that, you're going to lose the people you're trying to awaken, because it's in multi-steps. Again, first you awaken them, and then they'll go into, well, there's a workaround for me, because everybody believes that it won't happen to them. And as they start to see that there's a workaround for nobody, that's when they start to realize. That's why I brought up gold a minute ago. You know, even without looking at the derivatives, if you just look at the fractional shares, Right now, the COMEX is trading about 32 million ounces of gold. They only have 8.5 million back in it. And again, we're not even getting to those true derivatives here. So anybody who thinks, well, I've got my cave and I've got my victory garden, and, you know, think again.
And they're not getting rid, absolutely, they're not getting rid of derivatives, because that's the big fiat weapon they use to manipulate stock markets, take over governments. It's the tsunami of liquid made-up fiat currency that everybody accepts because they're the, you know, the scammers run the governments, that they're using to buy up the world.
Well, sure. In the fourth annual BIS conference, one of the things that came out of it was that they wanted to influence asset prices. William White from the BIS, when he was talking about central bank cooperation, which, of course, is central bank takeover.
Gang raping.
Right, of course. In his fourth plank, was saying the efficient international dissemination of ideas and information that improves national policy making is a factor, but at last, the provision of international credits and joint efforts to influence asset prices, especially gold and foreign exchange, in circumstances where this might be thought useful, is the key.
Oh, it's sickening. Well, all of their lipstick on the pig, as they say, all of that is not working anymore because reality's setting into people. And the globalists, as you know, Raleigh, but some people may not know this out there, brag that they're bringing the economy down by design because we're living too well and the free market's not good. These big bankers admit they're monopoly men. They don't want free market. They love communism, socialism, fascism. And so I just want the public to know this is all by design. And a lot of, but in a way, we deserve it. I mean, we've been fat, dumb, and happy, Raleigh. And so what do you expect?
Agreed. In fact, what people need to understand is that many people think that this is kumbaya cooperation. This is not cooperation. This is control on a level that people have never seen before.
It's a bunch of rich fat cats running scams, teaming up together and literally like a gang beating the daylights out of us if we're lucky. Raleigh James, we'll take a few calls in the final segment straight ahead. Raleigh.net.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to OrderChoose.com.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis.
Let's take a few calls for Raleigh James, syndicated talk show host. Got to have you back more than once or twice a year. It's always great. Margaret in British Columbia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks. This is a great show. I didn't listen to your radio until about 6 months ago, and I totally agree with your guest. You get blown away. I didn't know of the BIS and CFR. Information is power. And about 3 weeks ago, I live on a little island here in BC, and I couldn't believe that a lot of the information, but about 3 weeks ago, they had the RCMP here were coming to do... Well, they said they were going to be doing security for Whistler, which they will be for the Olympics.
Now, that's the federal police.
That's right.
And now they've announced they're going to have regular army patrolling the streets of Canada, just like here.
Well, and at the same time, I found out that our government has allowed the U.S. to come in 23 kilometers as a border patrol thing. But in the meantime, they were coming over. We're a small island, about 1,000 population. And so everybody, the B&Bs and the restaurants, all hear about it. But I was really surprised because the second day that they were here, the U.S. military showed up. So I don't know. It'll be soon when they'll be checking us at our roadblocks.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. No, no. They signed deals over the last decade, but a big one last year, and Congress said we weren't informed. And, Raleigh, it's really happening to use Mexican and Canadian troops here and our troops there, and they're NORTHCOM's now in Canada.
Absolutely. And when the Canadians heard about it, some of them went crazy as well. These were signed without any knowledge of the general public, and sure, it's going that way. But unfortunately, you know, BC is a real great laboratory for this because there is a carbon tax, and you have things like the Vancouver Sun backing up everything that is global or social, and you're starting to see, like the woman who called, a disconnect, and that's very healthy.
But, I mean... The globalists have been denying world government. Now they're kind of admitting a little bit, but so much is still hidden. We see it because we study it. What's going to happen when they try to come right out with all of it? They're already kind of going, more than one child is bad for the carbon footprint, and we may have to watch your neighbors and you, and we may have to... But, I mean, what's going to happen when they kind of unveil even more? The public's already this mad. What's going to happen when they find out this is real tyranny? This isn't just some boss hog corruption.
Well, in terms of that, if you're thinking, well, people will awaken to the point that they will want to overthrow the government, to some degree, that is the dream of those who want to control us, because the early stages of that would be martial law and would be that bootstrap and would be, as an example...
So what is, in the last minute, Raleigh, and we're out of time, and I'll be back this Sunday, folks, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and you'll be on tonight, 9 to midnight on XM stations. Raleigh, what is the solution in 1 minute?
Awakening and being involved, exactly what you're doing, one person at a time. I wish it was sexy. I wish there was a way to do it another way. People want this great key and this great answer, but it's information, and it is starting to understand, be aware, believe, and telling the guy next to you one person at a time, and that's what your movies do so very well.
And saying no. I agree with you. I mean, people keep looking for some magic silver bullet. It's saying no. I mean, police, military, are you going to follow these illegal orders? Obama says it's okay to torture if it's an order.
Right, but it's got to get to that head count where it's the sweet point. You and I say no, we're nuts. 10 million people say no, they're a force.
I think we're getting there. That's why the neocons are trying to co-opt the Tea Party movement. Raleigh James, ladies and gentlemen, Raleigh, R-O-L-L-Y-E.net, up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Retransmission starts now with I went into torture. Key information in the first hour restarts now at InfoWars.com. Hope all of you will continue listening. God bless you, Raleigh. Good having you on.
Been an honor and a pleasure. Thanks.
It's always an honor to have you on. Thanks for all your help and research. That's a great talk show. Super informed. There's not many like her.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.